everybody loves Donna, Mike.
You know, gee, I'm sorry I brought pain to all those families, all those thousands of families.
You know, I don't know which one to play first.
Play them all.
Yeah, play them all.
All of the stuff from O'Reilly. Oh, hold on. There you go. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Yes, please play them all.
You're on the same station every day. You're on my control board.
Yes.
But because of the Bill O'Reilly show, let's hear it for Bill O'Reilly.
You know, gee, I'm sorry I brought pain to all those families, all those thousands of families.
Right, I know. Anyway, they switched the configuration of the board.
I'm not surprised.
And I didn't catch that one, so sorry about that.
That's all right. Everything sounds pretty good today.
Yeah. Yeah,
right, Mike. Everything sounds very
tweaked. Mike seem good.
Hello.
We've got the Leo Remedy King of Queens tapes.
Oh, good.
Yes, we've got the Bill O'Reilly tape.
Oh, yes, we've got the Bill O'Reilly tapes. All right, I'll tease you with just one.
Please do.
Yeah. Before we get to today's stack of groaners.
Excellent.
Here we go.
So what do we have here, a celebrity stalker?
Oh, excuse me. Keep in mind that on last night's Law & Order, the Bill O'Reilly guy, he was killed in the first minute, you know, which for me, I said, I got to turn it off right now. I'm happy, you know, but it continued. And so now
the rest of it is just an investigation as to who did it.
Yeah. And the riddle,
an unusual plot for a Law and Order.
The riddle that is, well, see, I thought he'd at least live through half of the show.
Yeah.
So we could get some of the real Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah. Well, see, it's kind of like CSI where the actual death is the whole thing.
Right. But his personality lived throughout the show.
Oh,
now,
of course.
Keep in mind that they couldn't use the name of our general manager, Bill O'Reilly.
Right, thank goodness.
But I think you're going to notice, due to some very sophisticated editing techniques, whenever the name Shea, which was the name they used instead of O'Reilly, is brought up, I think you'll appreciate the seamless way
we worked Bill O'Reilly into it.
Yes, that we have. Anyway, here's one of the clips from last night's Law and Order.
We have to ask some questions about the sexual harassment.
She made that whole thing up out of whole cloth.
For the money?
Not just for the money.
Bill O'Reilly?
Said that the trouble started when he promoted a male producer instead of her. The lawsuit was settled last week.
We didn't hear anything about that.
It hasn't come out yet. Trust me. She did very well.
Do you have any problems with hate mail? Things like that?
I wouldn't know. All his mail came to his office.
Hold on. Number three.
Bill O'Reilly?
TV show is part of the right-wing noise machine that's trying to take this country back to the dark ages.
That's the reason you used the Crasher show?
I wanted to confront him on camera.
Ah. Hold on.
I can't imagine who could have done this to you.
Bill O'Reilly?
How long did you work with him?
10 years.
What happened between her and
Bill O'Reilly?
Bill was from a different generation. He grew up in a different time. His views about women were a little old-fashioned.
Well, there's a bit of a leap from old-fashioned to sexual harassment.
All I know is they worked together very closely, and everything seemed to be going fine. And then, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
She hated
Bill O'Reilly.
See, every time they mention Shay or whatever the guy's
first name is, character on the show.
So we're building up into it. We've got like 15 different cuts.
Very good.
And the more they get into the show, the more you hear. And I'll play that one more time, only to highlight the great editing ability of
how seamless it is.
Our engineer, John Norman. If you listen to one time when he just says Bill.
Right.
I guess
can't tell.
They said the guy's first name. Yeah. You're right, Buzz. It's seamless.
It's impossible to
That's
tell.
That's right. It's seamless.
I can't imagine who could have done this to
Bill O'Reilly.
How long did you work with him?
10 years.
What happened between her and
Bill O'Reilly?
Bill was from a different generation.
There it was. Bill.
He grew up in a different time.
Okay, hold on. No, hear one more time from the beginning.
I can't imagine who could have done this to
Bill O'Reilly.
How long did you work with him?
10 years.
What happened between her and
Bill O'Reilly?
Bill was from a different generation. He grew up in a different time. His views about women were a little old-fashioned.
Well, there's a bit of a leap from old-fashioned to sexual harassment.
All I know is they worked together very closely, and everything seemed to be going fine. And then, I couldn't believe it. She hated
Bill O'Reilly?
You know, gee, I'm sorry I brought pain to all those families, all those thousands of families.
Is that Dennis Purina?
Yes, it is. Dennis Farina, but yeah, I always get that mixed up, too.
Sure.
Good actor, good dog chow. Yeah. So we've got that. We've got the Lisa Remedy tapes to talk about.
Yay. Wonderful.
Also, oh, well, we'll get to it in a second. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 6 groaners today.
6?
Oh,
wow. A new record. 6. Oh, I think we had 9 one time.
In the interest of time, we will drop the facade of the phony names.
Oh, okay, I was going to suggest for today's groaner game to play Intruder, because 1 was written by the service.
Ah. Okay, see, this is why I hate playing poker with you, because you could present it in a much easier way. It doesn't have to be the game is called Intruder.
It's more fun to call it the Intruder.
I'm just going
to
tell Mike and Buzz that
one,
we got
1 out of the 6, so, yeah. So 5 were written by one
Rob.
Person.
Okay.
1 is the Intruder.
By Rob? Yes. And only 1 was written by the service.
I see. Okay.
And that 1 is the Intruder.
I got it. See, you could have made it more difficult.
Oh, no, I was going to tell you 5 were by Rob and 1 was by the
okay.
service.
Just right. Be glad we're not playing Texas Intruder.
Yeah, that's, or Dr. Pepper Intruder.
That's right. That could be tomorrow. Who knows?
Or High Intruder.
Or High Chicago.
We like High Chicago.
I love High Chicago.
Okay, it's time for, what did you want to call this?
The Intruder.
The Intruder.
Rob Spilak's The Intruder.
Which one of these groaners intruded into Rob's comedy genius?
Yes. What are they currently looking for in 6 of Vatican City? What are they currently looking for in, what are they...
What?
What? Hello. No, I'm kidding. What are they currently looking for 6 of in Vatican City?
What?
Pope John Paul Bearers. Where does the cast of that 70s show buy their drugs?
Where?
Ashton Pusher. Where does the cast of that 70s show buy their meat?
Where?
Ashton Butcher. What happens if you put a gay singer in a double broiler?
What?
Melton John. What sitcom is number 1 in Chinese restaurants?
Which one?
Everybody Loves Ramen. Ramen. Ramen.
Uh-huh.
Ramen. Ramen, like ramen noodles?
Like the noodles.
Oh, like ramen.
Okay,
right. Ramen.
Okay.
Ramen. Yeah. Not Raymond, ramen.
Right.
Ramen. What is the number 1 band in Mexico?
What?
Sombrero Smith. Those are the 6.
Well, you wanted to get through those, didn't you? You wanted to get... Hey, now.
Yeah, I like that.
You wanted to get them done. I don't blame you.
Thank you, Mike.
In here.
You see it that way. I'm like Johnny.
Everybody.
I like it when it's bad.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you own that.
Yeah. I'm doing the tap dance thing right now. So we had John, the Pope John Paul Bearers,
right.
Ashton Pusher, Ashton Butcher,
right.
Melton John, Everybody Loves Ramen, and Sombrero Smith. Let me just double check, because they're all so stupid.
That
one was yours, right? Or that was theirs?
Gotcha.
Okay, let's go to Buzz. Which one was not written by Rob?
Well, I'm probably wrong, but I'm guessing and hoping it's the first one, Paul Bearers.
And let's go to Michael.
I'm going to say it was the Ashton Butcher.
As a matter of fact, what sitcom is number 1 at Chinese restaurants?
Yeah.
Everybody Loves Ramen.
Ah, Ramen. Well, you know, you should be proud of that.
Thank you for playing me in truth.
It was great.
Oh, hi there. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to open.
Thank you for playing the intruder.
That's fun.
In a true story, he is a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Your discretion advised.
How have you been?
It's the game craze that's sweeping the nation.
What is the intruder?
Yes, there's 5 big ways to win big.
Right.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Lada. And all the ships at sea. Catch them tonight as guest panelists on the Shea Perspective, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, that was the name of the show, the Shea Perspective. Okay, let's get retarded. Don and Mike show right here, a new episode on the Thursday. 02. 0-10-05.
I found a Mike Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
No, he's not.
Retarded. And hi, yes, we're here. Don and Mike show. It's Thursday, February 10th.
Wow.
2005.
We're really into February now.
Very much so.
Oh, my. We're just on the outskirts. Although February is a tiny, delicate month.
Short month. Difficult month to pronounce. Difficult month to live through.
I love it. I wish all months were like February.
No, you don't. It's after the Super Bowl. Of course
you don't. No, I meant time-wise.
28 days.
Oh, short. That's 28 days.
The best thing about February.
Shorten it up. Listen, it's the 10th, and phone number from anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. From Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067 in D.C. On WJFK, call us at 202-432-1067.
How did Mr. O'Reilly react when he found out she was filing charges against him?
I've never seen him so angry. He accused her of extortion.
We heard he settled.
The network settled.
What do you mean?
It was their money. They gave it to him so it wouldn't look like they were giving in to threats. Sets a bad precedent.
How much was it?
$3.5 million.
Nice.
Ripped from today's headlines.
Wow.
Let me say, I didn't watch that. Good because he's the general manager.
Sorry. Yes.
He's the boss.
Right.
And we're only pointing these episodes out as way of urging you to write your letters to the FCC.
Yeah, of course.
Continue writing the letters. Yeah. All eight of you that wrote about the Super Bowl, write about this.
Smut. So this smut cannot be permeating our airwaves.
Yes, please. Right. Also, I must give you this bulletin. Last night I was faced with options. At 9 p.m.
Yes.
Viewing, East Coast time.
Viewing options.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I could, with my wife, enjoy watching King of Queens, the episode about Leah Remini being fat.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that would be fun.
Sure.
Just because...
Yes.
She's Leah, and we know her. And
yeah, of course.
It's funny that now they can't hide the fact she's fat on the show.
Right.
Or I could watch American Idol.
Well, I was telling you in the office, you were a bit ahead of the curve on calling for that, because it was not good.
Ah. Or I could do what my new passion is. I could log on, do Xbox Live, and play a game of Madden 2005.
You are obsessive always about that game.
And that, in fact, is what I did.
Of course,
and
what you did.
I got done with the game at about 9:40 and turned the TV off and caught the last, I don't know, 10 minutes of American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
And when Paula was sniping with Simon...
Yes.
It didn't hold it for me.
No, and you know, you didn't watch the rest of it. You had said yesterday that this is kind of, it's getting a little burned. And you were absolutely right. Last night was probably the weakest episode that I'd seen with American Idol.
See, I'm ready for the real McGilla.
So am I.
You know, they've had enough of the, and what is it, with the three people coming out, and who doesn't know the words to Sugar Pie Honey Bunch, especially when...
Some of those lazy idiots that are on the show.
Especially when you've been out there and you've been practicing.
Yeah, you have 24 hours to get it ready.
One of the best-known songs of all time. I mean, that's the crap that they should have shown when they had the other losers on.
What I find frustrating is that, and I guess they're holding back some of the people that have real talent, but what you see is this phony drama with all the teams of three, and it's just back and forth and back and forth, and it's not real drama. And then you finally get some people with okay talent that move on, but at the very end, they cram these little vignettes of people saying, you go on to Hollywood, you go on to the finals.
Everybody goes on.
But the thing is, you don't see them sing. So what you're really, the end of the show is just a vignette of the judges telling people they're moving forward, and I would have liked to see just a little more talent.
Well, when do they finally start? I mean, when do they get it down to... What's it down to now, 90? Something like that?
I don't know.
I'm serious.
The finalists.
I think they end up with 30 or something like that, ridiculous number.
And I don't think that it's a true measure of the talent when they have them team up with another two at this stage of the competition.
You're judging the group, not the individual.
Yeah, and it was very subjective and very weird.
Well, what they're doing is they're trying to tweak it.
Yeah.
They're afraid that people are going to get bored with it. But here's the thing. I liked it just the way that it was.
Yep.
Now, that's just me. I've eaten Shake and Bake for 30 straight nights because my wife bet me I couldn't.
Right.
Because I know what I like and I like what I know.
Right.
But still, even if you're going to tweak it a little. Anyway, they lost me last night.
Wow.
I'm sure I'll be back. I'm sure I'll be back.
Well, you'll be back probably when they start the real, but you're right, you call it the real show, when they really start bringing people out. And just, the thing that amazed me was the people that would not know lyrics, not even remotely know lyrics, and they would, they'd get up there and they would fake it. And it was so embarrassing. They had the biggest L's on their forehead. They're there with this alleged opportunity of a lifetime.
Listen, I'm sure.
And they get up there and they go, la, 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 la.
I'm sure America loves that. I'm sure the show got a gigantic rating last night.
I watched it, probably.
I don't often say this. I think in some ways, I'm smarter than anybody out there listening right now. I'm ahead of the curve on some things,
TV. No,
you
true.
All eventually will catch. I'm dumb as a rock on politics, on world issues, but on important things.
Pop culture. No, you won't.
American Idol.
I'm telling you, on American Idol, y'all are going to catch up to me eventually. Right now, it's just, with no offense to you guys that did watch it, it's the dumb people that are loving it that didn't watch it 2 or 3 years ago and now are going, hey, this is what it's all
about.
Hold
on a second. You're twisting that around a little bit. I just came in here to the office and I told you that I agreed with you that I didn't enjoy it last night.
Well, then,
and
Mike,
you're deliberately embarrassing me in front of a reporter here.
Let me just say,
yes,
Mike is also one of the enlightened folk.
Well, right. But I sat there. I just was not entertained at all by the show because it was phony drama, and I came in and I gave you your props.
I appreciate it.
And then
thank
you come in and you have to give yourself your props. And don't do it when I'm giving you your props because it doesn't become you.
Nothing becomes me.
Except the fact that I gave you, it's like, hey, you were absolutely right about that American Idol. I couldn't agree with you more. And then you come in and go, dumb people that still enjoy it. Hello, McFly.
All right, excuse me. You're not one of the dumb people.
But I will watch it again.
Now, as will I.
Yes. So, I mean, we're all dumb in that regard.
Right. I've never seen a better hour of television. I cried for hours after it was over.
There was
Thank God I taped it.
There was a crier, and that was the only entertaining part for me. When they gave the guy, they came up, they butchered this song, and the fat guy, the fat Italian guy, I think he's Italian, burst into tears and went, Simon, thank you.
That was at the very end. I did see that part.
Yeah. There was just manufactured drama. I wanted to kill the girl with the braces.
Yes.
I took some joy in that.
But the editing also was overkill.
And they absolutely play you. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like it's subtle. And it's just like putting on an hour of best of before the real show. They're just getting more juice out of the orange.
Mike, I apologize.
Yeah, but
you are a smart man.
Humbly accept my compliment.
You are a smart man.
Yeah, thank you.
For complimenting me. No. Mike, you got a good burnout factor well with this stuff.
Yeah, and I think maybe, I don't think I'm alone. I think a lot of people would agree with you on
However, I was just saying, I think, and I'll now put you in this elite company.
Yes.
I think people like us.
Elite company.
Mike, I think people like us.
Elite company of a serious TV viewers.
Yeah, remember the reason I didn't watch last night is because I was playing a video game with some hairless 14-year-old who killed me 24-3, even though I was Philadelphia and he was freaking Atlanta.
Never hooked up with a mailman?
Nope.
It didn't work out last night?
Afraid to play with Robert Millman.
As far as you know.
Yeah, you may have. Maybe you played him. You might have been posing.
No, I don't think that's possible.
Now, I will ask this question of the elite. Was it still the best viewing option? Even if it's burning out, was it the best viewing option?
Are you counting HBO and everything?
No, just let's call it
I'm not a savvy viewer, so I kind of know what I'm looking for, and I didn't search.
I would still think it's better than King of Queens.
Alias, probably.
Yes, agreed there.
Alias probably would have been your best viewing option, in my opinion. But
that's still on?
I'm so far ahead of the curve, I haven't even ever watched a whole episode of American Idol.
And she is handsome to look at.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That Garner woman.
Oh, right.
Lord, yes.
Jennifer Garner.
My second favorite Garner.
Thank you, Rob.
Anyway, Mike. Welcome. Yes. Welcome to the club.
The elite club?
The elite club.
The elite club. Thank you.
The elite gentleman's club.
Thank you very much.
And the reason the show will get a huge rating is because people who are as in touch with what's happening is Mike and
right.
I will watch it and eat it up with wooden spoons.
Well, now I'm glad I came back from London.
So I believe, even though I'm going to watch it, I'm perilously close to just turning my back on it.
Wow.
Unless...
In totality?
Yeah, unless there's some total either freak retard or like a metro homo guy like Clay Aiken that I can, just fixate on. And I'm not forgetting that kid with the tracheotomy. I mean, he's...
Well, yeah, I think he moved on.
I'm pulling for him.
He might...
Love him.
He might be my guy.
The camera loves that trach scar.
But after all, I am... this is really retarded. I'm 46... I've got better things to do than watch American Idol a little girl. Like play Xbox Live with some freak kid from California.
Well, how'd you do when you played? Did you win?
No, I lost.
Oh, you lost?
I lost. I was Philly. He was a crappy team. I lost.
Wow.
And he does stuff like on extra points because he beat me like 24-3.
I think you're going to start having nightmares about that. It's like the nightmare will be, Frida wakes you up and says, "Down, wake up, wake up. All the people you've played on Xbox Live are down in your living room."
I got to be the guy that they want to play because generally speaking, I get killed. My record sucks on Xbox Live because I play against these kids and I guess some adults. Who know
and you have
doing.
The headphones turned off?
I do not play with the headphones. Right. Whenever someone sends me the on-screen message, I just write back, "Headphone broken."
Right.
Don't want to talk to you, but they do stuff to taunt you. Like, the guy's winning, I don't know what it was, 17-3, whatever the score is. Like, 3 seconds left.
Yes.
Okay, guy comes to the line of scrimmage, and he's at a formation goal line. So I got my goal line defense. Hut, audible, hut, timeout. 3 seconds left. He's got the game one. Comes out with 5 receivers. Okay? So I shift my coverage to the side where there's 3 receivers. Well, it turns out he's got the one guy that's alone, like at the 5-yard line. And now there's no time left in the game.
No.
But the game is still going on.
Right.
What he's doing is he's dancing. He's making his little guy, because they have a button you can showboat. Uh-huh. So the guy's at the 5-yard line, and he's just running around in circles and dancing. And I'm madly hitting on button A to try to get a player near where he is.
Yeah.
And the guy, for a good 10 seconds, just danced around and danced
toying
around.
Toying with you.
Oh, and
taunting you.
Finally, when he got sick of it, he just pushed whatever button he pushed, and boom! Guy goes right in the end zone for the touchdown.
His ball of yarn.
Got killed.
So if you can't, bail if you're getting killed, can you? Or I guess you can do anything you want.
You can forfeit, but then, Mike, that goes on your permanent record.
Boy,
God forbid.
You don't want that.
And I'll tell you something about...
Do you have a record of how many games you played against these strangers?
Yes.
How many games have you played now?
Over 30.
Wow.
Wow. What's the average time for each game? Is it about an hour?
About 40 minutes. They play 4-minute quarters.
That's a lot of time spent with the strangers.
I'm an important man with a lot of things to do. I'll be telling you that. Follow me, and I will lead you to the promised land. My wife hates it even more. She didn't respect me to begin with.
Well, that can't be true.
But she has even smaller amounts of respect for me when she comes by and just sees that I'm in there. Just, please, who are you playing against? I don't know. And then they email the stats to your computer.
Right.
So I get done getting this ass-kicking from this kid, and I go upstairs, and I'm able to see how many times on third down I play actioned, and I sit up there, and I look at these stats, and she just looks at me, and she just...
Do you think this will get you through the whole offseason?
No, no. This is...
You think it'll hold your interest?
No, this is just... It's a new thing for me. It's like, when I hear a new song that I like, I listen over and over again.
Right.
It's the same way now. Once I get... I will... grow tired of playing this game once I get good at it.
Okay.
But the question is, will I ever get good at it?
Well, you might not have to, wait long. Who knows? Knock off a few victories. Will you ever play another game on the live version of Xbox? Will you play...
Yes, I play every day.
No, will you play another type of game?
Anything other than
that?
Oh, yes.
Like a first-person shooter or something like
that? No, Mike, I'm not into the violence.
Okay.
I don't have shooting games.
Okay.
I play the NASCAR game.
Mm-hmm.
I do okay in that.
Uh-huh.
That's an easier game to play. You just drive around in circles.
With other people from around the country?
Yeah, you can do that one.
It's just so strange. That's just so scary for me. I don't know why.
Don't be afraid. They can't, creep Xbox and, look at you and stuff.
Oh, you think?
It's not like that Will Smith movie.
They're looking at you.
Enemy of the State.
They've got a way into your living room.
Yeah,
they're checking you out.
Listen, something tells me that they were there long. If they're there, they were the long before the Xbox was there.
They look at you. They're checking you out.
There's nowhere you can't go now that they're not looking at you. Hello, Melissa, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing very well. Thank you. And we allow that not during a phone scan. You can ask how we're doing.
Oh, good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was just listening to you talk about your Xbox game, and I was thinking, you're talking about specific maneuvers and things that you did that are very specific, and the guy, whoever was playing you, It's probably figuring out that he was the one playing you, and your username is probably going to get out real quick.
Oh, no, listen, darling, what do you think my username is? Something like PackerFan1 or DJFan1? There are over 100,000 booger-eating idiots like myself signed up for this thing. And trust me, as bad as I am, there are hundreds of thousands of guys that are worse than me.
Guys that are rookies.
Who I go trolling for.
Right.
I mean, I go in these rooms and I look for someone like with a record of...
Do you ever play games where...
what?
Idle Burnout. That's your nickname.
I go trolling sometimes. Look for a guy like with a record of 2-57.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
You know. And
do you get bored when you're like womping up on somebody? What's your biggest victory?
68-3.
Oh my God.
Cool. Yeah. That's what
I. Wow, that's awesome.
Well, I was playing some guy who I'm pretty sure was an amputee.
Right.
But he
still, good job.
Yeah, and I believe that he had taken he had lost both arms.
Right.
And had taken the artificial arms off and was playing with his mouth. That's how poorly he was playing. Wow.
68-3.
But I was so hungry for a victory.
Yes.
I would take it.
You need more of it. It's confidence building.
It is.
It helps your permanent record.
So. I know. Go ahead. That's why I bring it up.
No, I know.
I bring it up to be mocked. I deserve to be mocked.
No, but you enjoy it.
It's ridiculous.
Why should we mock you when you enjoy it? It
makes you happy.
You're not hurting anybody except yourself.
How am I hurting myself?
Just kidding. I just said that to you. They love wigs and the women who wear them.
Hold on.
True. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Boy, you fool me with that. You know,
I nudged you when I did that.
I just thought that was your regular nudge.
No, just the loving nudge?
Yeah. Oh, you.
It was a different nudge.
Robbie moved the machine on me.
Robbie looks like he just came in from Tombstone, Arizona.
Doesn't
today.
It look great?
How's the gold mining going?
You could be in a Western today.
I really, really I'm in love with me right now.
Tomorrow we will have a new picture of Rob's hair and, more importantly, beard.
Yes.
Up on DonnaMikeWebsite.com. And what we're going to... I hope we'll have done by tomorrow is an actual progression where you just click on one part and you can see Rob's face
right
from 3 months ago to a month ago to now.
I think he looks kind of macho.
Yeah, that's it. Right on.
That's how I describe it.
This wasn't some hobby for me. This was my career. I worked hard to get this far.
So you just get another job.
Ever hear of the Old Boy Network? Everything in my field is run by men. It's like I'm on some blacklist now.
And you blame
Bill O'Reilly
for that?
Who else? And how'd you know the amount of the settlement?
A little bird told us.
A little bird told us. A little birdie. That's Dennis Purina, I guess.
Yeah, that's good.
A little bird told us.
All right, yes. Now hold on.
Old style light.
I've also got the, let's put this one in machine one, please. I've also got the Leah Remedy tapes.
Ooh, oh, very nice. Yes.
From King of Queens last night. Here is Abe.
Hey, John.
Abe. Honestly.
I was playing my Madden yesterday for my PlayStation, and you guys are mentioned in the song that is on that game.
You know, we've heard this before, and
it's dynamite.
It's like dynamite. It's not Don and
it's
Mike.
It's not Don and Mike. It's dynamite.
Sorry.
Thank you.
That's all right. That's Abe the idiot.
Not as sorry as your mom. Travis.
He wants to believe.
Travis.
Donnie with an I.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm making a room at that main lobby until you play me. I was doing it last night, and I think the other night before, I was the one that was trying to get a hold of you. I want to play you, buddy.
Special room.
Yeah, buddy, that's going to happen, buddy.
Special secret private room.
Are you the guy that... I'm not kidding. The other night when I signed on to Xbox Live, in the message part, someone put, you know, where's Don Geronimo? Play me.
Yeah, I was doing it over and over. Trey Fizzle's my gamer tag, so...
We'll see now you're going to be famous.
Play you, buddy.
All right, now hold on. Let me ask you a question. And this is terribly nerdy and inside, but I'll ask it anyway. Let's say that you challenged me and somehow you figured out my scary good screen name, and I played you. And the team that you were on, for instance, was Seattle. And I went and I picked a team like the Rams. Would you then be a jerk and change your team to the Patriots? See, because once the other guy clicks in, Like if I click in with a less than stellar team,
mm-hmm.
he has the option of changing his team.
Oh.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I'll challenge you,
Mike?
With the worst team.
I'm getting ready to do my golf spiel now. You know, when you're in the rough and you're taking a 9-iron out of that rough and
okay,
you know.
Okay, touche.
I was with you.
Touché.
Up until the detail. When you were talking,
touché.
As soon as you got to Patriots, changing to the Patriots.
Touché. Never mind. Never mind. Here's Leah Remini. Now, see, all I got is calls about this. Everybody is going to...
Trey Sizzle is the guy that took us over the top.
Listen, I'm listed in the phone book. Please just call me at home. Call me at home tonight about this.
If you're looking for a game.
All right, give me a call. Here's Leah Remini, King of Queens. Now, the setup on this is that finally they cannot hide the fact that she's pudgy. Right.
So they've actually written it into the script.
Yes, that Leah Remini is fat on King of Queens.
And I pointed out the other day, she has accepted these changes too, which would be an indicator that maybe she's going to go down the Christy Alley route where she doesn't care anymore.
Well, before we hear the tape, here's something from this week's star. I love my size. Another star confessions.
Mm-hmm.
Leah Remini, Amy Brenneman, and Paula Abdul have different shapes, but all three say that right now they're right-sized.
Okay.
Leah Remini happily gave birth, blah, 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 blah. Rumors surfaced that she was being pressured by the show to lose weight. Not so, Leah says. She's plump and proud.
Good for her.
I don't feel pressure to lose the weight because of Hollywood and the show puts no pressure on me. If I want to lose the weight, I'll do it naturally. It's completely unnecessary for me to prove to anybody that I am skinny again.
Bingo.
That's right.
That answers him. So write it into the script.
So.
Is there a picture of Leah there?
How's Angelo?
There is, but it's deceiving because she's in a pouty position.
Yes, right.
With her hands kind of over her belly.
Right.
Kind of wearing
the nighty top, though, you know, the flowing nighty top.
Actually, if you look at this picture, you might say, she's pregnant again. Right?
She's looking very zoftic. She's
eating for two.
Hold on, here's something about Robbie's beard. Jennifer, hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. Hi. I just had a comment about Rob's beard. When you talk about him, I picture Tim Allen's friend from Home Improvement.
Oh, yeah.
The guy that's right. Who I
Dead
think
ringer.
It of.
Dead yes. Ringer, you should go to our website and take a look at Rob's picture.
I will.
And then send me the doctor bill.
Richard Karn. And it is Richard, like looking in a mirror.
Richard
every time
Karn,
I want
you're wearing the plaid today,
yeah,
so you have that kind of lumberjack look.
Too bad I don't have any sausage to endorse.
All right, goodbye, Jennifer.
Or Power Tools.
Power Tools, or hosting Family Feud.
Yes, he did a lot of things.
Yes, he's busy.
Let me see, perhaps taking a veiled jab at Hollywood moms who have posed nude after giving birth.
Mm-hmm.
Remini says, I feel no need to do Playboy and go, look at me. Even though a woman, I'm hot. I'd rather obsess about my life than obsess about being fat.
There it is.
Okay.
Hey, Leah.
So really, that could go all the way.
Just say something.
She could go all the way.
He's not going back.
Welcome to the dark side.
Yeah, fantastic.
You know, maybe we'll be able to cultivate some type of a relationship with her.
Maybe
now.
We could commiserate with her about being fat. Say, hey, we've
welcome.
Been fat for a long time.
Oh,
a
diner. Food.
Welcome, Leah. You know, and if you're a new listener of this show, our history with her.
Oh,
man,
what a roller coaster.
It's years. When that show first came on, we struck up a friendship with her when we were in California, and we would have her on, and I mean, we kissed her ass in marathon sessions.
We did.
45-minute breaks, but always had fun with her.
She was fun. Mm.
And then, I think we told her right at the very beginning, once we become friends with somebody,
usually it goes badly.
You warned her.
Eventually.
We burn them out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we burned her out, but she helped. Like,
well, it culminated with us making fun of her taping her wedding for VH1.
Which was turned into a special.
We made fun of that, and that's when it went south.
Because she couldn't understand why we...
But it really went south when we were out there in L.A., and she was on our show every day.
Oh, God.
That's when we burned out. We all burned out on each other.
Because she had only been on the show on the telephone, and she was actually in a studio in California with us, and as it turns out, she didn't like the tone of some of the things that we said.
Nah, she was used to coming in and being kind of a special guest who would get her butt kissed, and then when she realized all of the things we did, she found it a little distaste,
didn't want any part of it.
And she couldn't believe it during a commercial break that I would have the audacity to raise my voice to her and say, listen, I don't care if you like what we do or not, do not say, this is not funny, don't do this.
Right, mm-hmm. Because she would do that and then say nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
And we wanted her to kind of help the car keep moving. Mm-hmm.
So then there was the thing with the VH1, and then there was the falling out, and now she's gained a few pounds.
Well, thanks to our connection, Billy Bush at Access Hollywood. He did an interview with her. We asked him to bring up our names to her and kind of extend the olive branch, or at least test the waters.
Yeah.
And apparently there is no good to come of it.
The door is closed.
The chapter is over, as we knew it would be. But perhaps the fact that she's now pudgy will bring her closer to us.
Perhaps it'll humble
perhaps
her.
Perhaps she'll now understand where we are coming from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, we could say it, but we'd have to approach it in a certain way. We could not distance ourselves from that. We would have to mention to her the fact that we have always embraced our chubbiness on
yes.
that show, and that's the way we'd have to approach it. And what am I saying? It's not going to work?
No. Hi, Leah. Listen, now that you're fat like we are, can't we be friends?
Welcome back.
Can't we bond over stuff like the nachos at Taco Bell, Leah? Baby?
Instead of an olive branch, we'll extend olive oil.
Delicious,
extra virgin olive oil.
Hello, Tracy, Don and Mike show.
Happy birthday, baby.
Yeah.
Hi, Tracy.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
It's a man, Tracy.
Oh.
Hi there, Tracy.
Oh, hey, what's going on, guys?
Nothing. No, that doesn't hate.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Violation.
Gotcha. Hello there, Ralph, Don and Mike.
Yeah, Don, I got a question for you. Why are you always saying you're attracted to pregnant girls, but then you get down on fat chicks? Same thing.
No,
not necessarily.
Different thing. Apparently, you don't know what Ma Nature does to a woman when she's in the early stages.
Oh, you mean the enlargement?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean you don't know what a truly special time it can be.
And isn't that what you like most of all?
Yes. Oh, and also if you
the
are
the fairy, as it's called.
Yes, and if you are a man and your wife is pregnant, I want to tell you something. The rest of your life is going to be hell with kids. You're going to be a pain in the ass. You're going to love them. And you're never going to get sex like you got before from your wife after she's given birth. But
my wife's pregnant.
Hold on.
So right? Better
okay, well, then listen to this now. You're going to get, and I'm not going to be graphic, but you're going to get the most pleasure. How pregnant is she?
Like 6 months.
Oh, forget it. You're screwed.
Yeah. It's already over.
It's got to be before that.
Yeah,
you're screwed.
So.
Because you reach a certain time with a woman, like Frieda, when she was pregnant with Bart, where it's the one time in the relationship with a woman, at least in the boudoir, when she'll just focus on you.
Yeah, oh, you I know just, what you're talking about.
You just go in there and, you know, she's feeling all water retaining and everything. And she's like, well, you know, oh, gosh, I guess I care about you. And
yeah, I want to make you happy because I'm feeling a little insecure.
And, guys, it'll never happen like that again, ever. But you've only got that window when she's, if you want to really, you know, get into it, like the first 2 months. After that,
it's, you know, opportunity whenever it strikes and put locks on the door.
Yeah, and, you know, after 6 months, well, unless you're worried about a kid coming out with bumps on his head, you know.
Yes.
Knock yourself out.
Right.
But
I heard that's a myth, though.
Yeah.
That is a myth.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, but don't we all think it?
Look at Joe's head.
Yeah.
Isn't Joe, like, the reason for that rule?
No, I think that was that was postpartum.
Oh.
Yeah. That was just a very, very nervous nurse.
Hold
sorry.
On a second.
Sorry, I just couldn't hold on to him.
Hold on a second. Hold on, which is
slippery,
which?
You know.
Hold on, I've got the O'Reilly.
It also told us that you threatened
O'Reilly
with the tapes you made.
Yeah, you recorded him hitting on you?
All I can say is that I could prove everything I said he did, and that's why they settled.
It just doesn't seem fair to me that you can't get a good job coming off of something like this.
I know where you're going with this, Detective. You can't possibly think I had anything to do with this.
Come on, Miss Phelps. You just admitted that the guy blacklisted you.
Where were you on Friday night?
My apartment. I came home around 5 o'clock and stayed in all night.
I only mentioned it once there. Right in the very beginning. Right in the very beginning. Okay, hold on.
It also told us that you threatened
O'Reilly
with tapes. You made.
Now here's some Aaliyah.
Oh, good, good.
Nothing fit her, huh?
That is not good.
It gets worse. Guess what you came down the stairs wearing? Sweatpants.
So what? A lot of girls wear sweatpants.
My sweatpants.
Wow. Yeah, she's embraced it.
That's great.
Yeah. She's a brand, and that quote in there, that's it. It's look forward to more of the same.
Hold on, here's Mike. All it says is a remedy. Yeah, Mike, hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, yeah, for God's sakes, no one cares about Leah Remini anymore.
Hey, for God's sakes.
She was that whining harpy was the worst part of your show.
And listen, don't you understand?
Leah has a lot of people that did not like her segments on our show.
And for those of you that didn't like those segments, this is your sweet payback.
This is for you.
You don't. You can't put that through that thick skull of yours?
We want more Shaq and Dennis.
Get out of here. Hello. Neil, Don and Mike show.
Radio Gods.
Hi there.
Hi, there was a big fat Remini sighting on Ellen the other day. Did anybody see that?
She did the Ellen show?
Oh, she was wearing, like Mike said, where she's wearing flowing shirts. And
flowing shirts,
and they were doing karaoke.
Yeah.
And at one point, she put her hands in the air getting all excited, and there was a good inch hanging over the belt buckle.
Oh, my.
All right, thank you.
Not pretty.
No. Thank you. Thank you, Neil. Thank you. Okay. One more, real fast, because we got like 9 of these.
Hey, so what's the story with this bad boy?
Oh, well, if you're interested in this, we're selling our home gym.
I'll even sweeten the pot.
Oh, this is with Lou Ferrigno.
Is he still on there?
Yeah, telling him how they're going to work out.
Is he still the neighbor?
Hold on. Yeah.
That's good.
Which one of these is the one? God, there's one where he just, Kevin J. Anyway,
comes out and says it to her.
The plot of the show is, like I said, he's pretending to exercise.
Right.
Because he doesn't really think he has to lose any weight. Right. And what he's doing is he's playing video games with Lou Ferrigno. I guess I told Buzz or somebody this before the show.
Right.
He's playing video games with Lou Ferrigno while Leah is working out.
Ah.
And then in the very end, she says to him that she wants to quit. And he says, no, we have to do this because we're in it together.
Mm-hmm.
And he ends up just saying, listen, you're fat.
Right.
You have to work out. Funny show.
So if you didn't want to work out, why didn't you just let me quit when I wanted to and end that whole thing right there?
Because I wanted to help you. You're the one who said you could stand to lose like 10 or 15 pounds.
I said I could stand to lose a couple of pounds.
Huh?
Yeah. I said a couple of pounds. You just said 10 or 15.
Couple, that's figure of speech. Like when I say I'm going to White Castle and getting a couple of burgers. Everyone knows it's 10, 15.
Oh, I see. So you kept up this whole charade because you wanted me to lose weight?
Yeah.
Define charade.
There you go.
You know, I don't think I've ever heard Kevin James better. He seems to really be living the part.
Funny and happy.
He's also a producer of that show, we should point out. Yeah.
Yeah. An executive producer, actually. Your call's right here. At 877-365-3636. Plenty more tape. Then let's get to a phone scan early today in the show. 877-365-3636. These are on-screen calls. Anybody can call. Phone scan's coming up next.
Hold on a second.
Let me put that there.
She claims since she filed the suit, she's been persona non grata in the TV industry.
She blamed
O'Reilly
for ruining her career.
More like her whole life. She claims that he blacklisted her.
Okay. That was a good one.
There it is.
That was worth hearing again.
She claims since she filed the suit, she's been persona non grata in the TV industry.
She blamed
O'Reilly
for ruining her career.
More like her whole life. She claims that he blacklisted her.
You can't tell that there's anything edited in there.
Seamless. Yep. Absolutely seamless. We'll be right back. Everybody,
this is the Don and Mike Show.
We have a pond in the back. We have a pool and a pond. A pond would be good for you. Natural spring.
Oh, you know, or the pool or a pond. Anything would be good.
The Don and Mike Show.
Here with a lovely radio bouquet for ye. Don and Mike.
Hey, there's a little caddy. Dedicate that to you, Mike.
I believe those lines, not rehearsed at all, not on paper. That was a completely ad-lib thing, but Chevy Chase and Bill Murray, and they were high!
Yeah, I think the lines that they were doing, probably on the coffee table.
Probably in those days.
That's for you for golf.
Yes. Thank you for February.
Let's see. Oh, later on today's show, for Valentine's Day, we want to thank Delta, DeltaVacations.com. Every week now, from now until whenever the sweet deal runs out,
all right,
we're giving away a trip every week to FLA.
Oh, that is, man, that is a great prize.
And today, it's the trip to Tampa Bay. And just like last week, you get round-trip airfare from Delta Airlines, the Avis rental car for the whole time you're in Florida.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And a nice hotel.
And what better time of year to go down there?
None. Yeah, absolutely. So we'll do that later in today's show. Phone scan lies straight ahead. Still have the Leah tapes. Still have the O'Reilly tapes. And also be warned, I know many of you love when we send Joe Ardinger out.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Tomorrow in D.C., they're having tryouts for The Apprentice. Perfect. And,
Joe Moe.
I like it already.
And it's simple and to the point.
Oh, that's good.
15 questions that I'm sure he will stumble through.
Yeah, did Joe get to write any questions this time?
Are you hip to that? Yeah. Yeah, Joe's mad.
Yes.
Joe's mad.
Yes.
Joe's mad.
He's mad at you?
Yeah. I denied him a question.
You denied him a question?
I did.
Great. Well, isn't that your, that's your turf. That's your job.
It wasn't consistent with quality.
But the James Garner question is in there.
No, it's not.
No?
No, I vetoed that this time.
You removed the, we've played that out long enough?
See, the way we do this is that I write about eight of them.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, whatever it is, eight or nine. I send it to Rob, say, punch it up.
Sure.
Rob adds some, and then I guess this time around, Joe wanted to get into the mix.
He did.
And
he's having one of his energetic days.
I believe so. I don't even know what his question was.
Well, you keep trying. You know, maybe next time he'll get one.
Hello?
Hi, where's Joe?
Right here.
Okay, thanks.
I guess I'm just not so scary funny.
All right.
No, don't write yourself off, Joe. Now, right, who are you directing that at, Joe?
Just the writers in general. I wasn't invited to the meeting.
The writers' meeting?
Yeah, the writers' meeting.
All right, I'll tell you, this was what I believe my best question was. And then, Rob, you can present your best question, and then, Joe, you can present the one you want. We'll see which one is...
Well, they're all very good this time because the writers were dissuaded from pondering a James Garner angle.
God. Bless you. Bless you, Mike. Mike
Thank
just,
you.
Mike just sneezed, and you just missed Joe dissing Rob on the James Garner thing.
I stand by the dead James Garner question, but I want you to know we put a death question in.
So were you the originator of the James Garner thing?
Yes, that's Rob's
baby. So Joe was just kind of slamming you there.
That's all right. I see his point.
Actually, I got two of mine that I think are both equally great.
Mm-hmm.
Question seven. Someone waiting in line for The Apprentice.
Yes.
What if you take the T off the word Trump?
So I like that.
Yeah.
I like that coming. I hear that coming out of Joe's mouth.
And then, what do you think it smells like under Trump's hair?
Also
now, Rob,
I like
what's something you feel proud of?
I'm proud of number three. What qualifications make you better suited to be a reality show contestant instead of actually having a real job with tangible responsibilities that will benefit our society? And I'd like to also read the death question, if I may.
The death question?
Yeah, I did another death question, a non-James Garner
question.
Yeah,
right.
Rob's questions have a lot of verbiage.
A lot of words. Yes.
How do you think that the death of longtime Trump associate and on-air advisor George Ross will affect this season of The Apprentice?
Is that the old guy that's with him?
And then
that's
optional George. Follow-up, yes, George passed late last month.
All right, so Joe, that was our best stuff.
Well, here's the point. I submitted it to Rob. I said, well, I have a 16th one. And I read it to him, and the first thing he goes, no, you see, it all builds up to the 15th question.
Ah.
And I was like, well, we could just throw it in the middle somewhere. And
Joe,
it's like, you know, you can't edit
Joe's
thoughts.
Joe, what is your goddamn question?
You don't edit Rob's question.
If you don't make it onto either the Donald or the Martha show, will you try out for business mogul Thornton Mellon's new reality series?
Joe, really, I'm good. I love you, man. I love you. You're the greatest.
Well, thanks. I thought it was a great question.
No, Joe, that's not bad. That's like four-day-old trash smell baby diaper bad.
Well, I know. It's very Garner-ish.
No. No, it's not Garner-ish.
The Thornton Mellon is past. That's the thing. You see,
Joe,
back to school is that's the main thing with that.
Joe, listen, I'm going to give you a roundabout compliment here. Those who can write the questions and those who don't go out and ask them.
Oh, fine.
Oh, now you've heard him.
Well,
now you've heard him deeply.
See, Joe, I'm not equipped to go out and ask these idiotic questions of people.
Why not?
Now, don't hurt yourself. Of course you are.
Tape deck.
Any one of us. Any one of us could do that. I'm sorry.
And you don't even have to get 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, oh, now, are you going to play the hardship card?
No, I'm just saying.
And
this is a good gig. This gig is great.
Well, and you do it well. You do, when you're out there asking the questions, you do it great. You do a great job.
I tell you what, wait, after you do 10 of them, and please don't bring back bad ones this time. Just bring back the ones that...
I don't have a choice.
Temperamental
artist.
You
give me 29 questions with...
Joe, there are 15 questions.
I know. Well,
many of them are one line.
Questions. Like I said, when you avoid Garner, you come up with good stuff.
Would you get off James Garner,
yeah,
please?
It's over.
Wow.
Joe. My advice would be keep plugging away, and maybe you'll get something in there.
That wouldn't be my advice, Buzz.
What would your advice be, Mike?
My advice would be, I mean, this is kind of yours and Rob's thing, and I never get in between you two. It's impossible. And, you know, and Joe, I think that's their thing, and, you know, I have to back them up on this particular question that I didn't think
Joe.
The question was funny on any level, but, you know, even if you had a good one, it might be very, very tough.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know.
But I tell you what, after you're done...
busting balls, that's all.
Oh, really? Okay, all right. Because I had heard you were like, everybody told me you're serious about this. And Mike brought it up on the air, which is why I brought it up on the air.
You were sullen towards me, Joe.
Well, I'm not exactly 100, feeling 100% today. Either.
Are you getting sick, too?
Tracy's been sick all week, and I've been, I guess, fighting it, but today...
What's your percentage,
Rob,
Joe?
Rob, you and I ought to dip ourselves in disinfectant before we come into this
What's
studio.
The percentage, Joe, of your wellness?
I'm 50-50.
50%?
Wow, that's 50, almost...
50.
Dead.
Now, 50%, you wouldn't be speaking.
Really?
That's below.
Just 80%. I can guarantee you. Listen to him talking. He's 80% at least.
At least 80%.
No, I've had a headache all day.
You know, the more I talk to him, Mike, I think we should up that. I believe that.
Yeah,
I think he's downplaying. He may be in the 90s.
I think you might be right.
I mean,
he's perky.
He may be as effective and intellectually stimulating as he ever gets.
He's feeling just bad enough to be ornery.
Yeah, exactly. I'm cranky.
All right, Joe.
Cranky and achy.
Yeah.
Achy?
Achy breaky.
Okay. Achy.
Right, bye.
And how are you feeling, Buzz?
I'm better, much better.
Oh, good.
You want a percentage?
Yeah.
I would say I'm at about 75%.
Okay, all right, good. Better than you were yesterday?
About the same.
Oh, the same.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ever the optimist.
What about all of this confidentiality agreement stuff?
People thought he was this moral, righteous man. They thought I made the whole thing up. I had to set the record straight.
You should have thought about all of that before you took that $3.5 million.
I deserved every cent of that money. Why would I kill
Bill O'Reilly?
I wanted him alive. I wanted him to have to face the music. I wanted everyone in the world to know that
Bill O'Reilly
was a hypocritical dirtbag. My only regret is that he won't be around tomorrow morning to see the headlines.
Hey, Joe.
That's the best cut ever.
Yeah, that is.
Joe?
Yes?
The James Garner question is still funny.
No,
yes, it is.
You're taunting a sick man.
You need a 12-step program for that question.
Goodbye, Joe.
You have to realize that it's not funny.
All right. Then I want to have to
and
go...
Then you have to admit that you have a problem.
And then I'll go to and apologize to all the people that were asked the question.
You have to admit that you're powerless against the
chamber. Okay, goodbye, Joe.
Now, Joe, that was funny.
That was funny. He's good at the 12-step
he's
humor.
Don, you're right. He's in the 90s.
Yeah, you know, I would
it's
say
not 50%.
Mike, he's pushing 100 today.
Exactly.
Are we getting, like, maximum Joe today?
It's better Joe than we normally get.
Here we go. And maybe it's that thing, like they say with athletes, you know, that when they're sick,
mm-hmm.
You ever heard that thing where, like, guys got, like, 103 temperature, goes out, plays the game of his life?
Yeah, and don't you think when you're sick, sometimes you're a little more motivated to, you know, get with it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, yes. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, you just have to keep in mind that Joe's energy level never goes above a 75.
All right, that's fair.
I think that's fair.
That's fair.
75 is 100.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a good discussion we've started today. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Let's all discuss Joe. What is
the Joe analysis. That could be a segment every week.
Hello. Come on, we don't have all day to wait for you. Don and Mike Show, hello.
In honor of Buzz's tribute to classic art yesterday.
Classic porn, ma'am.
Yes.
I humbly offer the following.
All right.
VD is for everybody, not just for the field.
I don't think it's the share lady.
That's for you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. You might
be a new caller. Actually.
You're not the share lady, are you?
No, I'm not.
Is this your first time calling and singing?
Nope, this is my second time calling and singing.
Really? What did you sing the last time?
The same one.
Oh, you like singing.
Would you like to sing it with the music?
I would love to.
Here we go.
D is for everybody, not for the few.
Tina, a real aficionado.
What's your name?
Would know the next verse.
Tina.
Tina?
Yes.
Tina.
Tina, you're going home.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
No, don't be a stranger. I thought you brought a little certain something.
Well, no. I mean, why did I fly back from London for that?
Simon, I disagree with you. Yes. Simon, don't talk to me. Say it to my face.
That was VD Tina.
He did have a funny moment, though, when he hugged her after they kissed and made up.
Yeah.
He did the mocking, stabbing her in the back.
He's that show. That whole show is...
Oh, he totally is that show.
Hello, Donna. What about Seacrest? This has never happened before in the history of American Idol. Look it. They've called down the producer to talk to Randy, Paula, and Simon.
Meanwhile, like, he's all in this playgirl position up in the catwalk.
When they come back
from a commercial break, as he's sitting there going, our contestants are down there. I'm about to see him slip and fall.
Was I the only one that was waiting for him to fall off the balcony?
Wouldn't that be great? So, let's go down.
Hello there. Don Mike Show. Phone scan.
Well, I'll be that way.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
You
should know this.
Come on, please. You can gauge our moods by listening to your radio.
We're still in training.
Don and Mike.
Mm-hmm. Don Geronimo, you crazy white man. Does Jesus love you?
Yes. He loves me very much. I'm his favorite.
Good question.
Every day, Jesus says, I think you're great.
You crazy white man.
You're great. And Mike's great. And Buzz is great. And Rob's great.
Thank you.
Joe's an idiot. That's what Jesus says to me.
But he's great today because he's 75%.
And then Jesus says that Beth Ann really needs something for Valentine's Day.
Oh, she does.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hi, Don. I wanted to know if you guys saw the new MC Hammer commercial.
No, Rob doesn't count. Dumb listener. No.
No, it shouldn't count. I want to see if you really saw it. It's really funny.
There was one on the Super Bowl, right?
I think we discussed this like 3 days ago when it was relevant.
The nationwide one where he's sitting on the curb afterwards?
Yeah, that was during the Super Bowl, right?
What's your point?
Oh, I didn't see it till yesterday, but I thought of you guys. I thought it was hilarious. I just want to see if you saw it.
You know, next year I do want to see all those commercials.
All right, I'll eject.
Hold on.
John?
Yes.
I just want to let you know my mom is from Skankamento.
Skankamento.
You know, do you know how close he was?
Yeah. Hey, you know where that
listen to this.
Congratulations.
All right. You just got a phone call from the warden. You're off.
If I am not mistaken, the Asian girl that was so horrible last night on American Idol.
Yeah, I did.
That didn't know the words.
Yeah.
I believe she was from Stockton.
You noticed that, too?
You bet I did.
Stockton.
Hi there. Same thing.
Stockton.
Stockton, same thing as Sacramento now?
Most definitely. Yep. Stockton,
Modesto,
Sacramento.
What about Chico?
Chico, too.
Hello. All of them.
Don and Mike Show.
Chico, too.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Did you ever get one of his crazy jingles in take, for instance...
No.
How about this one?
The Don and Mike Show.
That's a good one. No.
Now, Mike, how much did you pay that boy to call?
Oh, my God.
It was catchy.
Oh,
is that your valet? I mean, the guy doing valet parking at your place?
That'll be a crisp $10 bill.
You always can have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
That'll be a crisp $10 bill in his pants pocket.
Hello there.
Sorry, Mr. Hughes.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don, Mike, Buzz.
Yes.
Hey, you guys watch Carnival on HBO?
Hold on a second. Just one second. I believe he said a what's up.
What's up? He's out. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Hey, why don't you guys have Joe Stutter? If you're going to rip off a bit like that, you ought to just have him go all the way.
Oh, that is brilliant. This is great.
You are so far behind
the curve. That's great, because Joe is just like Stuttering John.
I love that, because we're sending him out to talk to celebrities like Howard Stern did.
And Howard invented that. Yeah, Howard invented the man on the street.
Wait a minute, but who are we ripping off? Are we ripping off Howard, or are we ripping off Jay Leno?
Which one? Well, actually, I don't think he could afford Joe.
What was that witty comeback?
What? You don't think he could afford Joe? What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, maybe he could go to work for.
How you like live radio?
How you?
Nice. Sweet.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're adapting well.
You think it was going to go a little better for you during this segment?
What do you think? We're going to wet our pants?
Kind of did.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I usually do.
Keep believing that. Your man invented everything. Keep believing that. That's a good dream. Keep that dream alive.
I will.
All right. Don't leave those. I think I heard the beeper going off. I think the fries are ready.
Good one. Thanks, guys.
Better than yours.
Thank you.
I hear you.
Yeah, you bet you hear me. Yes?
Anything more?
That's it.
Okay. Good job.
When we get a great prank caller who really gets us, and now I feel like we're on America's Funniest Home Videos with the kid with the tetherball bat hit us between the legs.
Ooh, it's just a flesh wound.
Ouch.
All right.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye, Ben.
Yeah. And then he's gone.
He's gone.
He's gone after firing his salvo.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, I'm doing well. Thank you very much.
Okay, you get away with that.
My favorite Jomo's question was a couple of years ago when you asked him, or he was asking people, what movie's going to have a bigger impact on America, the Passion of the Christ or the Starsky and the Hutch? Laughed my ass off. I don't know who wrote that one, but kudos.
That was written by Joe.
Howard Stern.
Well, truthfully.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello, Riley.
Hello. Sometimes when things get put on the back burner, they must be brought back up front to the front burner.
Okay.
Rob, Don and Mike.
Yes, what?
The Wayne Newton tapes.
Got them. There's a reason I've been holding on to them, though.
Explain.
I can't.
Secret.
I can't. It is a secret.
They're coming, though, right?
It is a secret, yes.
Did you see Snoop Dogg on Larry last Friday?
Yes, I did. I thought it was the funniest Larry King I've ever seen.
Awkward Larry.
I'm not kidding.
Rape charges?
I'm not kidding you now, kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really was.
This is going to be really scary.
Let me ask BA how we're doing on PN. Code name.
Hello?
How we doing on PN? Know what I'm talking about?
Nope.
Been listening to the show?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give it away now. Uh-huh. How we doing on Project Newton? What? You mad because I said it?
No.
What? Don't whisper. Don't whisper now. Speak now, please.
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Project Newton.
Oh, Project Newton, yes. You ruined it. Hopefully it'll be like the first week in March.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Try getting 4 hours.
Sleep or sex?
Well, both, but I was talking about sleep. Just 4 hours. Sleep in.
She's a worker bee.
Yes, she is.
She is a goddamn worker bee. But yeah, that's what she's been working on behind the scenes. Because, and Mike, you'd love to have Wayne on more than anybody would. That Wayne Newton. The real Wayne Newton on?
Oh, my God, it would be fantastic.
You could tell about the time you saw him when he wore his
spacesuit. When he wore the spacesuit, I was down the front row because I tipped the maitre d'.
And I'll knock you on your ass. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I would just like to say happy belated birthday to Beth Ann. And I'd also like to say, this is the Quaker Oats people. We would like to let you know that we're selling bukus of that Quaker Oats since the Daisy comment your wife made, Don.
All right, thank you. Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, I just want to let you know, you don't have to put a picture of
Hold on, sir. I got to say something here. I come out a little behind the curve on the last call, but just kind of disturbing. The guy was holding on to that particular imagery there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, he had that.
Even I've let it go.
He had that oatmeal.
It was my wife's dream that I later had a dream about.
What was he referring to? And then it was, oh, my.
Right, yeah, the Sun Yi oatmeal.
But I had to point out that was disturbing.
Thank you.
Now he's let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hell yeah.
I just want to let you know, you don't have to put a picture of Don's, Rob's beard. You already have a picture of Carrie.
Oh, his beard.
Because I'm gay.
Get it,
Rob gets it. Hey, where are you calling from, sir?
He's gone.
Oh, he's gone.
I can guess.
Yeah, I bet.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. Hello.
Hey, Don, speaking of Wayne, did you see where he got a letter from Elvis? About Elvis wrote him a letter about how fame...
How could that be? Elvis has been dead for...
No, this was when they were both actually, like, doing stuff. Hold and on. Then, but it's funny because the letter starts out and...
Okay, hi. Don and Mike Show.
It's a good story.
Don and Mike.
get to the point.
Yes.
I mean, if Elvis wrote a letter to Wayne Newton, okay, I'm down with that. I'll listen to it.
Hey, these last couple of weeks have been phone scan boot camp.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
I just wanted to let you guys know that things haven't been going so good in my life, but every day I listen to your show and you just make everything happy.
Now, you want to elaborate on what's going wrong?
Just lost a job.
Just kidding.
Just lost a job. What type of job did you lose?
Airline employee.
That happens
in Wichita.
It's tough to be in that business.
Yeah, that happens.
Rob wants to know, were you drinking on the job?
No, I wasn't.
Not a pilot?
True. I don't drink.
Maybe you should. Well, you don't drink. Well, there's your problem.
Well, listen, my friend, here you go for being the last person on the phone scan.
This will help.
You have got a Sounds Erotic CD 4-pack.
Hey!
Hey!
For Valentine's Day.
All right.
Short sexy stories on CD. Oh, this is like phone sex CDs.
Oh, I thought it was music.
How can this be? They won't let us talk dirty on the radio, but we can give away like dirty CDs.
I actually recorded these.
Short sexy stories on CD to quickly engage your mind and body. Sounds Erotic CDs are perfect for Valentine's Day, anniversaries, and birthdays. SoundsErotic.com.
You know, if I'd known that they were actually stories, did we throw them away?
Yeah.
We threw them all away, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
I mean, nobody even listened to them, did they?
No, of course. No, they went right to the garbage. But you, my friend, you get a brand new, never-before-thrown-away collection. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Bye-bye. And here is an excerpt from one of these. We got one, Mike, from Sounds Erotic.
Good. Let's listen.
How is it?
All right. Love to, but the CD is not... There it is.
You never miss a jump split. No matter what. You didn't drop your palms together. Did y'all count wrong? You're still walking on your heels. It almost looks just like you have weak ankles. Pose on count one. That's just lack of thinking. Jump split, down and hit.
That is fun.
Yeah.
And you know, the law and order thing is going to work for a long time.
Yeah.
No, I really like that.
It's worked for that show for like 14 years.
That is fantastic. But, you know, we had an old one that wasn't that sharp in quality.
Not as clear.
Right.
What is this? Hold on.
So what do we have here? A celebrity stalker? Mark Chapman and John Lennon?
Or maybe somebody who disagreed with politics.
And then there's his wife, if he was hitting on his coworkers.
Are you talking about the sexual harassment lawsuit?
You think the woman's lying?
Well, I think he's an easy target. High profile, successful TV show, and rolling and moving.
I might sympathize if he wasn't on TV every night telling women their places in the kitchen.
Preaching them old school politics.
Yeah, like Neanderthal.
Yeah. Like Neanderthal, baby. I like that lady who's their boss. Honey, you get the information, come back to my office. I'll get you the warrant, baby.
You're going to jail, honey.
I get you the warrant.
Due time, honey.
Baby.
We have to ask some questions about the sexual harassment.
She made that whole thing up out of whole cloth.
For the money?
It's not just for the money.
Bill O'Reilly?
He said the trouble started when he promoted a male producer instead of her. The lawsuit was settled last week.
We didn't hear anything about that.
It hasn't come out yet.
Okay. That's great. I hope you didn't watch that last night.
No.
We've still got more of the Leo stuff to get through. And hold on. A nice special segment coming right up.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I just want you to be happy, Mary.
But I'd be happiest with you.
What about Brett Favre?
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
So you see, the new world is inevitable.
It's what?
Inevitable.
One more time?
Inevitable! Things are inevitably going to change!
God hates the lazy, but he loves the Don and Mike Show.
You guys do, but here we go. Down America in Reno on KBZZ The Buzz, Palm Springs, California. WGAM Dallas in the middle of the night on Live 105. And how about Green Bay? I mean, how about... Where's my light level? Green Bay. WNFL, that's our station in Green Bay. Our website is www.donandmikewebsite.com.
It's funny you bring that up. I was on it just the other day, and, you know, I thought when I first saw the souvenir shop.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Was it the ladies? I forget the name of the stupid T-shirt. I'm no good playing this game.
The ladies' tee?
Yeah. It's got some queer name, though.
Baby doll tee?
Hold on a second.
I'm not sure.
Hold on.
I don't like the sound of that.
It's like ladies' V-neck tee?
It might be the ladies' V-neck tee.
Hold on. This is awful boring.
Yeah, but you know, it's worth it. It's worth the
time.
Just a couple of seconds out.
Yeah. We've got the time.
There's lots of stuff on our website besides our souvenir shop.
Well, there's tons of stuff. But the souvenir shop.
There it is.
The fun part.
The fun part. Right?
Don and Mike, ladies' V-neck tee.
Oh, you better believe it.
More info.
Yes, please.
Yeah, get more info.
It's more flattering than the ordinary crew neck.
It is. It is a V-neck tee.
100%. Combined cotton and a baby rib knit makes it soft against your skin.
And you put a Zoftic woman in that tee, or a very well-endowed man, and you're going to have a look.
Buzz loves this.
It's all in the souvenir shop.
Buzz's favorite item we saw.
Don and Mike website.
Best of all, it has the Don and Mike logo embroidered proudly in front and center.
Yep.
And look at that.
That's embroidered, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Embroidered.
Not stamped.
Just for the women of the catalog?
Launder it all you want. It's not going anywhere. It's embroidered.
Available in XXL.
XXL, which is terrific.
But I recommend the small.
Extra small.
Ladies of the calendar. Anyway, there's always good stuff on the website, including the daily download. Mm-hmm. Download.
Yes.
Where you get the audio highlights and
yeah.
And the whole rundown of the show. And, of course,
the store.
Souvenir shop.
The store.
Our shop,
please. Now, something new is going to pop on there, too. Yeah.
Constantly changing.
You know, the thing that's good about us is that we do this in a professional manner, unlike a huckster like Bill O'Reilly.
Yes, you're absolutely right.
She claims since she filed the suit, she's been persona non grata in the TV industry.
She blamed O'Reilly for ruining her career?
More like her whole life. She claims that he blacklisted her.
Okay, that's from last night's Law and Order. Mm-hmm. Now, I mentioned this could be a little segment that I'm going to love doing here. Give me 1 second, everybody.
We're interviewing you.
Go! Yeah, we might as well be talking to me.
Cool.
Buzz had this kid on his Buzzcast last week.
The kid with the shirt.
David, are you there?
Yes.
This is David Withhoft. Am I pronouncing that correctly, son?
Yes.
Hi, David. How are you today?
Good.
David is eight. Mm-hmm. And... on Christmas 2003, he got a Brett Favre jersey, and he's been wearing it every day since. Today marks day number 412.
That's incredible, David. Are you the biggest Packer fan in the world?
No, probably not.
Probably not, but you love your shirt.
Yeah.
Why, son? First I'll tell you, this is Don, of Don and Mike. I'm the one that's wearing my lucky Packer socks right now.
And you've got a Packer sweatshirt on today.
I wear Packer stuff every day.
Uh-huh.
But I have special clothes. I have special shirts for special games, special socks.
Do you have any other cool Packer stuff, David?
We have a cheese head and the helmet, but that's about it.
So the jersey is your favorite piece of Packer stuff, right?
Yes.
Has your mom washed it?
Yes, about... I'm not sure. Maybe 10 times.
Okay. 10 times in 412 wearings.
That's a lot. David, does the shirt smell, you know, like BO, like boy? Like body odor?
That's in the summer, but in the winter, I don't sweat as hard.
Right. I gotcha. Now, do you think that wearing it every day brings the Packers luck, or do you do it to bring yourself luck?
I'm not sure.
But you wear it because you're a Packer fan, right?
David?
Yeah.
David, you're a big Packer fan. That's why you wear it, right?
Yes.
Now you're in Connecticut, right?
Yes.
Now, why are you a big Packer fan in Connecticut?
Because my dad grew up in Milwaukee.
Ah, good. Yeah, that's a good reason. How do the other kids feel about and your teachers and everybody else? How do they like you wearing the jersey? Did any of your classmates give you a hard time, or your teachers?
No, but they say you're weird.
But that doesn't bother you, does it, David?
You're not weird, David. You're not weird. I'm 46, and I still have lucky Packer socks that I wear.
And when will you take it off, David? When you've worn it for 412 straight days, when will you stop wearing that jersey?
I'm not sure yet.
You're not sure yet.
You know what the answer
to
that is?
At the end of the tunnel.
Never, David. Not until you grow into the next size.
It'll tell you.
David, who's your favorite team?
What?
Who's your favorite team?
Packers.
Mm. Yeah. Besides Brett, who's your favorite player?
Probably Bubba Franks.
Bubba Franks, yeah.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me who, in your opinion, is the greatest coach in Packers history?
Lombardi.
Hey, that's right. It's good for 8 years old.
Smart kid.
That
He's been brainwashed early by that good mom and dad you got.
Daddy being a Packer fan got him up on the history.
Right. Hey there.
And what's the last name of the quarterback for Green Bay with the first name Bart?
Star.
Yeah. He's sharp.
Here's a tough one for you, kid. What number jersey did Bart Starr wear?
Oh.
We're in his wheelhouse now.
Can I give you a choice? Do you want to guess?
I'm guessing 11.
Oh, no. Number 15.
15.
Number 15.
Now you know.
How many Super Bowls have the Packers won?
Three.
That's also correct.
Very good.
That's also correct. That's interesting, too.
Now, are there any other kids that are Packer fans in your school in Connecticut?
Yeah.
Oh, so you got some other kids that like the Packers.
Yeah.
What will you do if the Packers stink? Because for almost my whole life, except when I was a little boy, they stunk almost my whole life.
Right.
I'd just...
Yes?
If the Packers stunk, I'd still be a fan. But...
Yeah.
Good.
Good man.
Good.
That's all you need to say, David. I admire that. That's it. 8 years old. You're going to root for him. If you ever have kids someday, are you going to make them Packer fans, too?
Yes.
There you go.
You know about that?
Well, watch it.
just a chance. Pass along some Packer legend.
Exactly.
You know, that's how I learned at Lambeau Field, watching it happen in front of me. All right, David, listen, you're a sweet kid. Go Packers.
Yeah.
And just remember, I'm just like you. I wear the Packer stuff every day. I wash it, but I wear Packer stuff every day.
But wouldn't you tell young David here that if he really wanted the Packers to win, that just wearing the jersey isn't enough?
Because
I know that Don, David, this is Mike, I know that Don wears something for big games that you should try, okay?
Yeah.
For Christmas next year, you should ask your mom and dad or Santa Claus to bring you some Packer socks.
Those work for me. Like, does your dad have any lucky Packer stuff?
No.
He should. You both need to get matching Packer socks.
What do you call the big brother thing? I guess that's big.
Big brothers.
Yeah, I guess they need a big brother. Although your dad sounds wonderful.
Yeah, I'm sure. I
got to think he's done a less than 100% job if he's not told you yet about the legend and lore of wearing lucky clothing.
Lucky Packer socks.
How it must. Yeah. Your dad, I'm sure, has a lucky Packers item he's just not told you about.
Do you and your dad watch the games on Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And does he wear anything Packers on Sunday?
No, none that I've seen.
None that you've
seen. Well, maybe you can get together with the rest of your family and buy your dad something to wear for the games.
Okay.
All right, David. It's been real nice talking to you.
Good luck to the Packers, and study hard and listen to your mom and dad.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks. Get a haircut. Don't do drugs.
Bye, David.
Bye.
Bye, dude.
Good job.
He's gone.
Bye-bye.
It's the 8-year-old. That's such a great 8-year-old right there. He was every bit of 8.
Yep.
Yeah. And, you know what? Do you think the only question he answered that do you think he was legit about the 10 times? 10 times in
400. I believe so. Yeah. Wow. Why would a kid lie?
Every 49. I don't think, you know, if you were the mom, you know, he'd walk in, he'd be off the bus and she'd have that shirt on.
Well, he said only in only in the summer.
Right.
That's what a kid would say.
Meanwhile, the mom's sitting there, you know, on her 6 cartons of cigarettes.
I'm not going to wash it again. Hello, Karen. Don and Mike show.
Yes,
Karen.
I want to know what we can do to get JFK to listen to us about Bill Riley. Because when you call, the first thing they do is drop you into Cameron's voicemail.
Listen, there is nothing that can be done. We've explained this before. Bill O'Reilly runs this radio station you're hearing us on, WJFK, and he runs our company.
All powerful. I mean, I wish we could tell you that he really could make a change.
But, Don, if I wanted to listen to sarcastic diatribe, I would call my mother.
I didn't even read the screen. Did I say Karen?
Yeah.
Oh, I did. Oh, here you go, Karen.
Is this Karen on the phone?
Yeah. Is this the real Karen?
Yes.
Ah. Oh, the original. Well, hold on.
The one with the theme.
Let me play you in it. I'm sorry. We're jumping for the machine.
As soon as you're Karen. I think quite like Rob's OCD. She's the queen, she's
That's Rob's new show, Thursday nights on Fox, the OCD.
Obsessive compulsive disorder.
It's Karen.
Yes.
All right, Karen. Anyway, really, the truth is there's nothing you can do.
You know, it's so irritating. If I wanted to hear this sarcastic diatribe, I would call my mother. I don't need that.
That's a good point.
Thank you, Karen, but please enjoy this moment. Want to get
go
that
back, go.
Wanted to get make sure we got that in. Please enjoy this. There we go. Bill O'Reilly moment.
This is for you, Karen.
Because we
same. We do.
Except right now I'm speaking in backwards speak. Mm-hmm. Understand, when I say we feel the same, I really mean we don't feel the same. Right. We love and respect Bill O'Reilly.
We do.
This wasn't some hobby for me. This was my career. I worked hard to get this far.
So you just get another job.
Ever hear of the Old Boy Network? Everything in my field is run by men. It's like I'm on some blacklist now.
And you blame
Bill O'Reilly?
For that.
Who else? And how'd you know the amount of the settlement?
A little bit nervous.
I don't condone that. That's not funny.
No.
These jokes, when I say that, it's backwards speak, bizarro speak.
Watch out. Keep notes.
Hello, here's Ed in Las Vegas. Ed.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
You guys were talking about the ab lounger yesterday. Mike bought one?
Yes, it's on. It should be on its way to my house in days.
9 days, right?
Let me just tell you, it's got a weight limit of 240 pounds. If not, you will collapse right on top of it.
Have you tried it?
I collapsed mine. Sorry.
What do you weigh?
Hey, hold on. Where do you go? I'm sorry. Hello?
Did you lose him?
Yep, I lost him.
Damn it!
Apologies.
I wanted to leave him on hold.
I think he was making that up.
You think so?
I think so. I think he was trying to work you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Here's the deal, all right? If that's the weight limit on the thing, there's no problem at all. I will use the thing sometime in the year 2008.
Fair enough.
It is just such a cool cycle, though, because you want to lose the weight, and yet you can't, because you or it's just, I'm
going to send it back if that's the case.
No, until then, it stores under your bed.
Hello.
Because I'm a little over 240 right now.
Hello, Mike.
You still at 241?
Yeah, Don.
241.
Mike, hello.
Me too.
Oh, guys, I wanted to get with Don about the Packers. I was lucky enough, I grew up without football in this area here in Southeast PA in Maryland.
Yeah,
but in the military, I ended
hold on. Can you hold? Let me transfer you to We Don't Care. Thank you.
This last couple of weeks. I want to point out this is phone caller boot camp.
Hello, uh-huh.
They're being trained.
We're training.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air. Hello
yes,
there.
Yes, it's you.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank Rob for bumming out my girlfriend a few weeks ago.
How so?
Eight Simple Rules or whatever it is.
Uh huh.
And she's all set. She's like, oh, I'm like, what's wrong? She's like, oh, you know that guy's dead? I'm like, who, John Ritter? She's like, no, James Garner. I'm like, what, you listened to the radio the other day?
You know what that is? That is salt right now in the wound that is Joe Ardinger.
Yeah, Joe doesn't like that.
No, he hates
that. That's funny.
Hello, Tom. Tom, hello.
Don, Mike.
Yes, hi.
I have a great Valentine's Day gift for Beth Ann.
I'm sure you do.
The Month Club.
What?
Thong of the Month Club.
Thong of the Month Club. Same guy.
God, are you BA's thong guy?
No, I'm just kind of taking his rip. But it's a gift for Batman and a gift for Joe. Raises energy level a little.
You got that right. Everybody wins.
Everybody's happy.
I'd like to give thongs to everybody here.
Thanks.
I mean all the women here. I would. I'd like to have a thongtacular. The WJFK thongtacular.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for joining me on the island that has been the only guy to say the women of the... Oh, well, Rob, you've been on there. Let me just say, it's Rob's island.
Yeah.
Thank
really,
you.
You're the Jeff Probst.
And you're welcome.
You're the Jeff Probst of the island of talking about the women of WJFK calendar.
How about thongs for everyone in the calendar?
We could do a broadcasting marathon.
I'm for it, too, but I'm serious.
I know you are. And I get you said calendar.
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 I heard that.
Calendar.
All the other, just remember, when it comes to, I've got a slogan for it, too. See, I've been giving this more thought than you gave me credit for.
Okay.
It's a new slogan when we start marketing our calendar.
Yes.
The WJFK calendar. All calendars, excuse me, all of the calendars move over. Yes, so I will be walking quickly to my car this evening.
I guess so.
Utterly fantastic.
Starting it remotely.
I guess so. Hold on, we're on a break, guys.
It also told us that you threatened
O'Reilly
with the tapes you made.
Yeah, you recorded him hitting on you?
All I can say is that I could prove everything I said he did, and that's why they've settled.
Very unflattering betrayal of General Manager Bill O'Reilly.
Move over.
I got a break. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Giving away a...
Don't bite your tongue.
An all-expense-paid trip to Tampa Bay in a couple of seconds, courtesy of Delta. Don't forget, the game today for Valentine's Day. Really, if you really want to break up with somebody, we'll do it. We'll let you break up with them on the air. But please, everybody, Mike, Buzz, Rob, get out your crap detectors.
Absolutely.
On.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Right. And why is it when we do a phone scan? Billy's right here. I'm gonna get right to him.
Good.
Why is it when we do a phone scan? It seems like every other call is a mental patient. Then when we go to break, we don't have time to take these calls. These all sound like interesting calls to me.
Thank you,
Carl in Buffalo wants to talk about the Virginia low-rise jeans law. We talked about that yesterday with Doug.
Right.
Doug from Kansas, another Xbox thing. Ralph in California. Is it Flabuary on the calendar? Mark in Maryland, what's up with pregnant women? And Mike, Tom in Delaware simply says, question about Mike's restaurant.
Oh, boy. I don't think we're going to have time.
You always can have a table waiting for you at Hank's Look Around Cafe.
All right, Michael.
Let's go to Billy Bush right now from Access Hollywood. Access Hollywood here at DC tonight, 7:30. On NBC4 around the country. Check your local listings. What's happening, Mr. Hot Stuff?
The lottery winner.
Yeah.
Welcome.
I love that.
I'm going to read this for you out of today's Washington Post.
Go ahead.
All right, big shot. The day the trade papers reported, ABC has greenlighted a movie about Donald Trump, a biography, blah, 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 his father, grandfather, blah, blah. NBC used its syndicated show, Access Hollywood, as a vehicle for Trump. NBC's business partner on and off the star of The Apprentice to threaten ABC. On the next Access Hollywood, Donald Trump says he will definitely sue ABC if he finds the two-hour biopic on him to be inaccurate. ABC says the movie is based on a book, Trump's Three Generations, The Built an Empire. Uh-huh. In an interview with Access Hollywood's Billy Bush.
There he is.
Donald Trump says he will definitely sue ABC if there are inaccuracies about him.
So, can I tell you how long it takes to get something through the network? You think I have time when a story like that comes out in the morning to go through for the network to check with them and them to get with me? I mean, it takes days. I called Trump myself and said, my brother, I got to come over and talk about this thing because I wanted, all I was dying to do was get the question out about him running leg in the 80s. I know if the whole biopic is focusing on the 80s, and it was a great opportunity to hear Trump talk about some of the ladies he ran in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got you.
The ladies of the 80s. So I called him up, and I was in New York. And I said, hey, can I come over and do this? And he said, all right, I'll see you at noon.
And that was it. And so
that's it. Yeah, it's not NBC. You know, NBC doesn't use X. We don't have time. We crank this stuff out. Our show is finished and on the air every day at 4 Eastern. Okay. It is done and
Tiger.
In again.
Yeah. Tiger, down Tiger.
All right.
Listen, it's cool. I know that I was just reading the setup. I'm not busting your balls about this. I'm saying, listen, let's just get to the meat of this. That you got, and you know, you got your name in the style section here, and your TV show, and you're with Donald Trump.
We don't get into the details of the politics. We just basically hang on to the fact that you're doing it. You're the guy all the time.
So
you're in the middle of all this stuff,
so,
Billy.
Well, let's be honest. When I cover Big Fat Loser, you know, every Tuesday, well, the network would like it if we would do that.
What is in this Donald Trump movie that would piss him off so much that he would sue?
Well, I think he's just, you know, it's an unauthorized biopic, and he brought it up with me. I never, you know, I just said, Donald, you know, the 80s, man, the highs and lows of real estate, the leg you ran, come on, it's going to be fun.
I like that expression.
It was a good decade for the Donald.
I'm going to steal that one, the leg you ran. I like that.
Yeah. Running leg.
Yeah. And I bet that's how you put it to him, right? Exactly.
He said, I just hope it's accurate, because if it's not, I'll sue him.
Now, do you think there's a part of him, I mean, knowing the entrepreneur that he is, do you think there's a part of him that, you know, he wouldn't have a problem if he was getting a little something out of it, right?
Maybe they didn't want his authorization. They didn't even seek it.
Are they doing this thing with, like, old newsreel footage, or are they actually hiring someone?
No, they're going to hire a guy to play. That was the fun part. Then we went on to, you know, to talk about who might play him. I actually thought that I might, I mean, I've spent a lot of time with the guy. Mm-hmm. I could play Donald Trump.
You should.
I'm not kidding. I could. I told him I'd make myself a little taller, because I know he doesn't want to be 5'9 and a half.
Now, you know, we have the example, the great example of a guy that was on the other side of the business, Greg Kinnear, who went on to a very successful career as an actor. Do you seriously have any kind of... You know, do you have any desires to seriously do that? I mean, you're on a roll.
I'm the lottery winner, man.
Yeah, that's right. I bet he does.
I'm hoping that I'll have some kind of romantic role opposite Julia Roberts by accident or something.
Listen, I like Billy, and I think he's the man. I enjoy having him on the show. I truly do. And he's a good broadcaster. But are you saying?
Billy Bush, leading man.
Like Greg Kinnear stuff?
I'm asking.
Yeah.
I'm asking the question.
No, Greg Kinnear has real talent. I mean, let's not go in his category.
But would you like to do that if you had the opportunity?
I've done one movie. I'm in, I've got like a 2-minute scene in The Stepford Wives.
Oh. Do you play a reporter?
I'm in the first like 2 minutes. And I play the host of a very cheesy reality show that tries to get married couples to cheat on each other.
I saw that.
So I play a lech.
That's like Larry King, though, playing Larry King.
Yeah, but who knows?
Yeah, I was playing more of a Probst kind of guy. I was wearing, like, knee socks and a safari jacket.
Here's the question, though. Here's the question, Billy. Would you be able to be the gay guy that gets the crap beat out of him and is as good as it gets?
Good question.
Could you pull that role off?
Yes.
Yeah. You could.
I think so.
Could you bring the sensitivity and the gayness that Greg Kinnear was able to bring to that role?
You have to do that.
I think so.
You have to let all your inhibitions go when you're acting.
I think I could bring the sensitivity and the gayness.
Let's recreate a scene right now.
Okay.
Here's where we are. I tell you what, it's the scene where Greg Kinnear has been beaten up and he's down on life, and Jack Nicholson shows up with like Muku Gai Pan for him in the middle of the night. Okay? I'll be Jack. Now remember, you got to be very gay like Greg Kinnear is. You know what I mean? Although he doesn't refine that acting way.
Yeah.
Or Mike, you want to be Jack?
You want me to be Greg Kinnear?
No, I want you to be Jack.
Okay, because Greg Kinnear is like, would you just stop?
Yeah, I know, but you do the great Jack.
Right, well, I don't remember the lines.
I'm trying to remember the scene. Is he very upset or is he like mildly hurt and now he's now
I'll give you your motivation.
All right.
Mike is Jack. You are over there because you feel bad for Greg Kinnear.
Right.
And you're there with whatever the Chinese stuff is, but you still feel weird about the fact that you're getting attached to this guy.
And am I hysterical or am I...
You get hysterical. Yeah.
You're flipping out at Jack Nicholson.
I brought you over some Mugu Gai Pan. Your people really like the Chinese food, don't you?
My people! Or my people!
Okay.
Yeah, you're trying to be nice and you come over. Help yourself. I love that tie.
Okay. All right.
All right, Billy.
It could happen. We're going one-on-one with Kevin Federline tonight, Britney's husband.
Oh, God.
I'm asking him some big questions and finally hearing what this guy has to say. Check it out.
All right. Here's the one question. Ask this guy. Has he ever heard of the product called deodorant?
Oh, my God.
I will watch you tonight, Billy. You're a good guy.
See ya.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. You know what, Billy handles it all when we throw it at him.
That's good.
I don't think there's a guy out there in California that does the kind of show he does that doesn't have, and I mean it seriously, doesn't have thoughts about it.
Yep.
You know, good, bad, and different. They all want to do that. You think he wants to be, when you're interviewing those people all the time, you want to be in the other seat.
I agree. I just don't see it happen for him. I mean, no offense. Greg Kinnear is, I think he's a great actor.
When Greg Kinnear made
the switch? Was on like Talk Soup? No.
Do you remember when he was, I was like, what, Greg Kinnear? Come on, give me a break.
Didn't know that. No, but he's Greg Kinnear. You know what I'm saying?
He sure is. Yeah. He sure is.
You know who I think is the new breakout star from television is Craig Ferguson.
Who?
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you. That's the guy that replaced what's his name after Letterman.
Oh, really? Oh, that guy.
The late, late show. The British guy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the ladies love him.
He sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I've never even seen the show, and he sucks.
I saw 5 seconds of it.
I seen everything I need to see about I seen.
Yeah.
I seen everything I need to see about whenever I watch Drew Carey. Because he's on that, right?
Oh, yeah. I think he fakes that accent.
Yeah, he's totally lying.
Yeah. I don't care if
he... Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we are. Here we are down at the lowest rung in show business.
Yeah.
We hate everybody.
Yeah.
We're bitter? You bet we are.
I don't hate everybody. I like Mark Addy.
Oh, the fat guy from Still Standing.
Oh, now I see what it is. It's an attempt to get Mark Addy on the show every day, isn't it?
The name Mark Addy.
Sometime during the show.
If you didn't want to work out, why didn't you just let me quit when I wanted to and end that whole thing right there?
Because I wanted to help you. You're the one who said you could stand to lose like 10 or 15 pounds.
I said I could stand to lose a couple of pounds.
Hmm?
Yeah. I said a couple of pounds. You just said 10 or 15.
There she is.
Couple, that's figure of speech. Like when I say I'm going to White Castle, I'm getting a couple of burgers. Everyone knows it's 10, 15.
Oh, I see. So you kept up this whole charade because you wanted me to lose weight?
Define charade.
From King of Queens last night.
Hallelujah.
Leah Remini. Oh, yeah, we got one more of these.
Okay, so you think I'm fat now?
No!
You know, obviously you do. I would just admit it. Be a man and just say it.
You know what I love about these tapes, especially the last one, not even what they're saying is the fact that I call it the good times effect on an audience.
Right.
Good times, all in the family kind of, but really good times is the show that got the audience involved. Like when
like other reactions besides laughter.
Yes. That you would get the awe or ooh.
You know,
There's a lot of that going on there with whenever she said.
All in the Family, I believe, the real originator of it.
Yeah, but good times. Turned it into an art form.
Yeah, more so. Yeah. The Jeffersons stole it too. They would a lot of times use it going at the end of their
All in the act. Family towards the end also had the
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Where it
with
was
Brisbois.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Brisbois.
But really, it's if you go back and you check, it's Good Times.
That really did it all the time?
Because Good Times would have the episodes where, you know, something, well, there would be a good time.
Right.
Something good. But every once in a while, they would have the message.
Got the name.
They, you know, that they're living in the projects. And the episode, like, Janet Jackson would come in and go, I can't believe I lost my job. And then the audience would go, oh,
right.
And you know, it would be fade to black and very dramatic.
Yeah. And then it'd be, you know, and you are not coming in this house again. Yeah. Yeah. Right?
And my favorite reaction, which is like, James is dead. And then you get,
yeah, the shock.
James. Why?
Oh, damn.
James is dead.
Damn.
Oh, James.
Yeah.
This is a trap.
Oh, he's back. He's back to telling Leah she's fat.
Trap, because I have the same bad feeling I did when you made me agree that you might have a slight mustache.
Doug, this is not a trap. I just want to know my husband's honest feelings. That's all.
Okay, I guess it wouldn't hurt you if you lost a few pounds.
Oh, hit him.
Yeah.
She hit him.
Good episode last night.
Spousal violence.
Good episode last night. Where's the Bill O'Reilly?
And look for her, I would assume, to be, you know, satisfied with the look. Yeah, I think that's going to be it.
And she's happy she's staying this
way. Sure, you bet.
And then the other TV show, of course, was the appearance by the great Bill O'Reilly last night on Law & Order.
What about all of this confidentiality agreement stuff?
People thought he was this moral, righteous man. They thought I made the whole thing up. I had to set the record straight.
You should have thought about all of that before you took that $3.5 million.
I deserved every cent of that money. Why would I kill
Bill O'Reilly?
I wanted him alive.
You cannot tell that's been edited.
Thank you, Mike.
Yeah, it's seamless.
Hey, don't thank me. Thank the scientists and engineers here at Infinity. Yeah.
What skill, what talent?
Made it happen.
Down at the lab.
Riley.
About Kevin Federine. Billy Bush mentioned him.
Yes.
I love him. He's so stupid. He's so white trash.
What did he say now?
Well, in Details Magazine about Britney, he says, I could go on forever about my love for this girl.
Uh-huh.
She's effing proud of me. I could be sitting at home doing nothing. I could be playing effing video games. She's more effing proud of me than anyone has ever, ever, ever effing been in my lifetime.
What an idiot.
On their short engagement.
Uh-huh.
Here's another quote from Kevin.
But
our parents are telling us to take our time. But I mean, it's like, we effing knew. How often do people listen to their parents anyway?
Wow.
Future projects? Because, you know, he used to be a backup dancer.
Yeah, that's where he was, right.
I'll always dance for fun. But for work? I've effing done it, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, right. How old is he?
And then a follow-up in this Life and Style Weekly. Britney Spears, it's rumored that she's having problems with him because he refuses to clean up dog poo. She thinks it's a sign that he will not be good with kids.
Mm-hmm.
It has occurred to Britney that Kevin is never a help cleaning up dog poop. And she thinks now that he might not be good on midnight diaper patrol.
Man, she's effing proud of me.
Yeah.
She's effing proud of me when I'm sitting on the couch.
Really proud. Do you want to hear Johnny's death? I have the death certificate.
Oh, really?
From Johnny.
All right. Okay.
I mean, I don't have it, but I got a report on it.
Okay.
No, I have it, and it's going on eBay tonight.
Complications resulting from emphysema?
Right. Winner. He croaked at Cedars-Sinai, not at his house.
Right.
You're right, Mike. Respiratory arrest, which is a great show on Fox.
Yes.
That's Sunday nights at 8:30, right after The Simpsons.
All
right. His body was cremated. So that's it. Yeah. He's gone.
Okay.
He's out of there. You hear about this basketball player, Hakeem Olajuwon, who's really one of the good guys in sports.
Right? Yeah, has done a lot for a lot of his country.
Like, gives millions of dollars to whatever depreciated country it is he comes from. He's like, he goes back and he gives money and he builds schools and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now he's getting a bunch of crap because part of the money he gave away to charity turns out he gave it to front organizations for Al-Qaeda.
Oh, I bet he didn't know it. No, 80 grand. Yeah, he says he didn't.
He had no idea that he was giving money to the Islamic African Relief Agency.
Well, you know, I mean, I think when you give away the volume of money that guy has given away, occasionally something's going
to
happen.
Yeah, let me see. Oh, Buzz, I have to ask you about a segment coming up here.
Okay.
I know you're not feeling well.
Oh, I'm fine.
And I don't mean this in a gay way.
All right.
Are you feeling sexy?
Oh, always. Maybe more than usual.
All right. Well, then let me just mention, Corey Feldman is going to be one of the people. Yeah, let's hear it for him. Testifying against Michael Jackson.
Uh-huh.
Now, he's gone, or maybe for Michael Jackson.
Oh, I hope it's for.
Well, see,
I would not want him against.
I think against.
The thing is,
no, I would want him against.
He's gone both ways, okay. Meaning that as far back as 1998, he would say he thinks everything is BS against Michael Jackson.
Uh-huh.
Now he's thinking, well, I've had the chance to rethink about some of the things that happened in his bedroom. But really what it all boils down to is this. September 10th, the day before 9/11, Corey Feldman got in a fight with Michael Jackson. Not a fist fight, like a girl fight.
Okay.
At his playhouse.
In person, though?
In New York City.
A spat.
Yes. And Michael Jackson said, get out. You're not a friend of mine anymore.
Wow.
Now, fast forward to the tragic morning of 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And Corey Feldman, everybody, we were there in New York on 9/11. It's crazy. People are trying to get out of the city. Michael Jackson has a bus.
Mm-hmm.
And Corey Feldman comes up and says, I got it. We got to get out of here. The city's under attack. And Michael Jackson would not let him on the bus because they were not friends.
Oh.
So
is Corey going to...
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Because he was not allowed on the bus. Now he's flipped, so to speak. And now he's saying, yeah, well, you know, things did happen there that I was thinking about that maybe weren't so cool.
Yeah, I think on either side, they might want to rethink using Corey Feldman.
I think it's fantastic.
Now, Corey Haim, that's a different story.
Of course. Let me see. American Airlines is going to save
$350,000
a year. How are they going to do that?
They hope to pass the savings on to you.
Uh-huh.
They're going to get rid of those great pillows that they have.
Oh, good. Why not?
That's fine.
Who needs them?
Those pillows that, you know, as soon as you put it near your head, have been underneath somebody's sweaty butt for the last 5 hours.
Another airline in the U.S. just taking care of business.
That's right.
Here's what we're going to take away now.
Uh-huh. All right, last thing, and this is a Valentine's story. Trying to find a Valentine's feel-good for you.
That's nice.
Rob, could you find love's theme in there for me?
You bet I can.
Love's theme.
But hold on, here's a question about a skit.
Oh, sketch?
What is this for? Skit. Says Rio from the state of New York, asking about one of our skits.
One of our sketches?
Hello, Rio. Rio?
Hello?
We go to Rio. What's up?
This is Leo.
Oh, Leo.
Oh, Leo.
Yeah, they got
75%.
Yeah, you had it good. I've had Lou, Leo, Leonard, Leonardo.
Yeah.
You name it.
Okay.
I was asking you guys about your skit that you do with the bullhorn where the people just don't listen.
Uh-huh. The skit, yes.
When you guys are doing that again.
I don't know. Very simple. I only took the call because we find it funnier than anybody else.
You call them skits.
I think it's hilarious.
No, that you call it a skit.
We love it. That's very nice, and yeah, it'll
we're
be
all
back.
Fantastic sketch comics.
It'll be back. Here we go.
Look for a soothing turn of the mighty Don and Mike Hart playing.
Here's your feel-good just 4 days from Valentine's Day.
Okay.
This comes to us from Germany, Dresden, Germany.
One man applause.
There's a cannibal, and he has shocked the community. He wanted to tell his lover how much he loved her. Cut off her left breast.
Oh.
Cooked it in a pot.
Oh, God.
Ate it in front of her. And he also said, fed some to his dog.
Oh. That's horrible.
Yeah, the other wifey. His quote is the girl is, she's okay.
Oh, good.
She's not really.
Not really. But,
yeah, but
she's alive.
She's fine.
He said that, quote, here's his quote. She wanted me to eat her breast. I cut it off and she smiled. I had a cooking pot ready, and I had to make sure the dog ate some.
Oh, my God.
He said, Mike, don't complain to me. Complain to Germany.
Oh. That's right.
Not my bag. It's,
Hi, this is Wolfgang from Gulette.
Germany.
From Germany.
Germany, right.
Never forget. The Don and Mike Show.
Never forget.
And we'll be sending out cold cloths to everybody.
It's wacky German.
Yowza.
That's a good feel-good. I know it's a good feel-good when even Buzz is looking. You know, Mike often gives me like the, that's the six-story look. Yeah. Buzz, really, you can't hide it, can you?
You think?
No, I can't.
I'm telling you.
You think?
It's gold, Jerry. It's gold.
Twisted gold.
Ovaltine. Why do they call it Ovaltine?
Wow.
The bottle's not even oval.
Ooh.
Buzz?
Yes.
Sex. Love.
Uh-huh.
Valentine's Day. Got a special message we need you to deliver.
I'm the man.
To a special lady.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. You know why she's special?
No, because I don't know who it is.
Well, we'll find out after the break.
No. This is the Don and Mike Show.
That was a major screw-up. God damn it! God damn it! That's what I do to other people sometimes. When I come back a couple of seconds later, I say, listen, I overreacted a little bit.
Hey, Don?
Yeah, Mike.
I think you were a little hard on it.
Okay. Hey, Don?
Yeah, Mike?
Are you okay? Are you doing all right? I didn't appreciate that. I didn't think you should have been so hard on you. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'll apologize to me.
Okay.
I'm sorry I was such an ass. Anybody could make a mistake, mm-hmm. like forgetting to put a record in.
Are you going to accept his apology?
No! How stupid can you be to forget to put a record in when it's part of your job every day? I'm yelling at myself.
You mixed up your personalities, though.
Exactly. Exactly. Let me just play the Law and Order tape again.
All right. All right.
Now I got a record.
What about all of this confidentiality agreement stuff?
People thought he was this moral, righteous man. They thought I made the whole thing up. I had to set the record straight.
You should have thought about all of that before you took that $3.5 million.
I deserved every cent of that money.
Yes.
Why would I kill
Bill O'Reilly?
I wanted him alive.
The Don and Mike Show.
There we go.
Raise the comedy alert level to orange, because here's Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Right. You have the part that was multitasking there. I forgot the record, really, because I just came up with what I think is a better way to give away the Delta Flyaway vacation to Tampa Bay today.
Really? Yes.
Instead of people breaking up for Valentine's Day, a better one. Mm-hmm. But we'll come up with that in a second. We'll do that in uno momento.
All right.
Oh, the Delta Flyaway is courtesy of Delta, Delta.com.
Delta. Yeah, we did one of these last week. We're doing it again. This is a great prize. Yeah.
DeltaVacations.com. Today's destination, Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. We all love Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Airfare and Avis rental car and hotel are included. Also, if you go to www.donandmikewebsite.com, we all just got a look on the front page.
It's great.
You click on Rob's face,
uh-huh,
and you can see the de-evolution of Rob's hair and beard.
Rob, bring me a bill on Monday, because I think after looking at you on the website, you deserve some compensation. I'm not going to wait till the next vacation break. That's worth it.
It looks better on the computer, doesn't it?
It looks great. Yeah. And I think the thing I like is the different angles. And this latest picture of Rob gives a mugshot side view, profile shot, which is fantastic.
It's pretty good.
She claims since she's been persona non grata in the TV industry.
She blamed
O'Reilly
for ruining her career.
More like her whole life. She claims that he blacklisted her.
It's the one where it's jammed in. It's crowbarred in there.
I don't hear the edits.
We'll give away this trip in a couple of seconds. But Feist, a Valentine's Day special.
Yes.
Buzz?
Yes.
How you feeling?
I'm well.
Here's the woman you're going to be talking today.
All right.
Becky.
Becky.
Becky. Her name is Rebecca Mitchell. Buzz,
mm-hmm,
she's 105.
Oh, yeah.
She turned 105 on Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
She drinks Pepsi, like you.
Yeah, love
she
it.
She drinks Pepsi every day.
Mm-hmm.
The Pepsi people, this is not on the press release, the Pepsi people are so excited they are sending her a lifetime supply.
Well, that's general.
Sending her a six-pack.
Boy, they're really going out on a limb there, aren't they?
No, they did say that they're going to send her as much Pepsi as she wants. Jeez.
She drinks one a day. She starts at about 7 o'clock in the morning. It ends about midnight.
She's 105.
I'm done.
And she's expecting the call?
Well, I need to call because we're going to have to go through the front desk.
Is she in a home?
She is.
Okay. She got married on Christmas Eve 1916.
Oh, that's nice.
Hey, let me see. He's been dead. Husband has. Uh-huh. So, Buzz.
John since 1960.
So there's a big void there.
And they were married for 54 years. Or they were together for 54 years.
Uh-huh. Anyway, the story is, I guess, that she's 105. That's why we've got it. And then we found out that she loves Pepsi, like Buzz does.
Yeah. Right.
And she's sexy. And I bet no one's going to give her any kind of sexiness for Valentine's Day.
Well, that's going to change
well,
now.
Well, nobody in this room knows how to sweet talk a woman like Buzz Burbank.
And Buzz?
Especially a mature one.
Buzz?
Yeah.
How many women between 110 and 120 have you been with? Because how old are you really? You're like, what, 300, 400, 500?
Yeah, about 400 years old.
He's seen it all.
Yeah.
And wherever you've been, it's always...
Where's that to go, Rob?
This is Becky at the front desk right here. They're getting Miss Mitchell right now.
Oh, good.
It's always very cold wherever you've been in the past.
That's been my experience, yes.
Hello, Becky?
Yes.
Hi there.
Hi.
We are looking... Oh, now, hold on. Becky's...
This is a different Becky.
This is Becky the nurse.
Becky the nurse. And it's Rebecca.
Rebecca right. Mitchell.
Rebecca Mitchell is our resident that's 105.
Oh, she's 105 right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she just had her birthday Tuesday.
Tuesday, that's right.
And she loves Pepsi.
Oh, yes. She's a big Pepsi drinker.
Now, is she going to have a happy Valentine's Day?
Oh, I'm sure she will.
Well, we want to make sure of that.
Right.
Oh, yes. She has a good day every day.
And is Rebecca doing well?
Yes, she's doing pretty good. She's up in her wheelchair every day, rolling around.
Good for her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
May we speak to her for a moment?
Sure. I will turn the phone up, and she's real hard hearing. Now, if she can hear you, she'll talk to you, but you have to talk real loud and plain because her hearing's gone, okay?
Buzz, you're going to be doing this interview, and
right.
It's kind of tough for you to do everything you do loudly, but you're going to have to just turn it up.
I agree. Yeah.
Okay.
I can do this.
I'm fixing to put her on the phone.
All right.
Okay. Granny, they want to wish you a happy birthday. They want to tell you happy birthday.
Okay, Buzz.
Hello.
Hello, Rebecca.
Hello. How are you?
Rebecca, this is Buzz calling. How are you, Rebecca?
Yeah, you mean Rebecca, huh?
Yeah, I'm calling for Rebecca. You're Rebecca, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Then I have the right lady. I understand, Rebecca, that you...
The right lady? No. I'm Rebecca.
Yeah, you're the one. You're the Rebecca that I'm looking for.
You're not the one. You're a Rebecca.
Yeah. Rebecca, I understand that you share my love of Pepsi-Cola.
Say, yeah.
Pepsi.
You like Pepsi-Cola.
Well, Rebecca and I remember it as Pepsi-Cola. Don't we, Rebecca? Rebecca, do you remember the... Rebecca, do you remember the thick bottles that Pepsi-Cola used to come in? Do you remember those? The big bottles?
You really got your mojo working today.
Big bottle, Rebecca. I like you.
Yeah. Why don't you say Happy Valentine's Day, bud?
Yeah.
Rebecca, I'm mainly calling. despite
she can't hear us, Mike.
Despite the love that I you and I share for Pepsi, I'm calling to wish you a Happy Valentine's Day, Rebecca.
Oh.
Has it been a while since somebody wished you Happy Valentine's Day?
Well, clear.
Ask her if she'll be her, if she'll be your Valentine.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Rebecca, I find myself attracted to a woman of 105, and I was wondering if you would be my Valentine.
Oh. Well, I got the one with children over there. They kind of stink, too. Have to take care of her.
Mighty Casey going to strike out?
Right.
Oh. Sounds like it.
Yeah. And Rebecca, wouldn't you like to have a man like me for Valentine's Day?
Yeah. All right.
Go ahead. Tell her you love her, Buzz.
I just want to say, Rebecca, that you are my Valentine, and I love you.
He wants to know if he likes Pepsi-Cola.
There's still
a bell. Don't tell him a few minutes.
Tell him how you like Pepsi-Cola.
Tell him how you like Pepsi-Cola. Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola.
No. The Pepsi
he's
people
have. Looking at me.
Rebecca.
He's holding us.
Rebecca, you and I are the Pepsi. We're the Pepsi generation.
You keep trying, Buzz. I applaud you for that.
But you don't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Could you understand?
Yeah, oh, perfectly.
Absolutely.
Perfectly.
It was delightful.
She was beautiful.
She's got some boys. She always wants you to tell everything to her boys. That's what she's talking about.
How old are her boys?
Oh, my. Her 70, baby 80? Boy is 68. I forgot at 70.
68. Oh, that's great. 70.
You know, then that's her youngest one. She's got... they're in their 80s, 70s, and 80s. You know, they're just
sweet talk this lady, Buzz.
Well, Becky, you tell them that Rebecca is now in good romantic hands.
I sure will.
All right, very good. Because Rebecca is now my Valentine.
Oh, I sure tell them.
She and I are going out for Pepsis.
Oh, yes, she'd like that.
Yeah, all right.
Listen, also, we're going to send $100 worth of flowers to Rebecca.
Oh,
and that's from, don't thank us, it's a client thing. Yeah. 1-800-Flowers.com, your florist of choice.
The card will be signed Buzz.
Yeah, it'll be signed Buzz, the guy that did the interview. Okay, Becky?
Okay, well, we'll sure be looking for him.
Okay, all right. We'll put you on hold and we'll get your information.
Take care of my lady.
I sure will.
All right, thank you. Hold on a second.
All right, what's the verdict, gentlemen? Do you think that, did he succeed?
Are you kidding?
I think he was able to cut through all of the hearing. No. You think he failed miserably?
No.
I think it's impossible to tell. You know,
talk to me the day after Valentine's
Day. Normally Buzz is like a knife through warm butter.
Yes.
But I think...
The raising of the voice because of the hard of hearing, he wasn't able to give it his 100%.
I think I got through to her. And I think on Valentine's Day, I'll be running some legs.
Okay, now.
You know what I mean.
Thank you, Buzz.
That's great.
Oh, once again, Law and Order last night, starring Bill O'Reilly.
How did Mr.
O'Reilly
react when he found out she was filing charges against him?
I've never seen him so angry. He accused her of extortion.
We heard he settled.
The network settled.
What do you mean?
It was their money. They gave it to him so it wouldn't look like they were giving in to threats.
Yeah.
That's a bad precedent.
How much was it?
$3.5 million.
Uh-huh. Here's another one where they say his name, though. Those are the best ones. Okay, number eight. We've heard this one a lot.
She claims since she filed the suit, she's been persona non grata in the TV industry.
She blamed
O'Reilly
for ruining her career.
More like her whole life. She claims that he blacklisted.
That's the one. Just because of the edit.
Here's another short one.
This wasn't some hobby for me. This was my career. I worked hard to get this far.
So you just get another job.
Ever hear of the Old Boy Network? Everything in my field is run by men. It's like I'm on some blacklist now.
And you blame
Bill O'Reilly
for that?
Who else?
Too good for last night's Law and Order.
All right.
Okay, thank you, Buzz.
Certainly.
Great job as always now.
Thank you.
Time for the Delta Vacation that we're giving away.
To Tampa.
Yes, every week we give away a flyaway to FLA. And listen, this is from all of our markets that are served by Delta Airlines.
Very good.
And in some cases, if you're not, it's a short drive to an airport that is Delta friendly.
Sure.
Today's destination from anywhere in America is Tampa Bay. We all love Tampa Bay. Airfare, hotel, and the Avis rent-a-car.
That is a sweet prize.
Courtesy of DeltaVacations.com. Now, I was thinking about doing like a breakup thing.
Uh-huh.
But tell me what you think of this. Man-on-man love. And here's how we'll play the game.
That scene with Billy Bush got you pretty ramped up, didn't it?
Now, hold on. No, it's not what you think.
Okay.
You call up the show, and then live on the air, we call your father-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot say to your father-in-law, I love you.
Okay.
The question is, the winner will be the guy that answers the question, who can get his father-in-law to say that he loves him the fastest?
Okay.
Because that's
this
awkward.
This is the sons-in-law.
Yes, sons-in-law calling their fathers-in-law.
And now, the son-in-law cannot say, I love you, Dad.
Here's the thing.
Right.
He cannot start the conversation by saying, Dad, or whatever you call them, Dad-in-law, I love you.
Right.
You can't do that.
You can't, and you can't say it during the entire discussion.
You can start by saying, hey, I want to let you know how much I care about you this Valentine's Day.
All right, that's fantastic.
I like it. I get it.
Oh, what a tangled web.
Yes.
So, it's...
But you can't lead him.
Yeah, and
you can say, hey,
you
mean a lot to me. It's been great to be a part of this family.
But you can't use the word love.
Right.
And you got to get your father-in-law to say that he loves you.
I love you, son.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
That's how you play man-on-man love.
You know, I've had a couple of relationships, Don, and, you know, it's just...
I know.
Those words don't come out of father-in-law mouths.
Because
no matter what, you know, you're with the daddy's little girl.
It's a challenge.
Let me just say this. I heard it.
Right.
But I shouldn't... I heard it on his deathbed.
Right.
Is right.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, it's an awkward thing with guys.
That's true. And you can't say I love you to your father-in-law.
You cannot.
No.
You cannot.
You just have to basically talk to him.
And once again, like, even we're not doing the breakup game, but I'm going to ask you, especially, might have to keep your crap detector on.
Okay.
For these slinky boys that
less
call
potential
us.
For crap on this one.
Okay? Yeah. 877-365-3636. Everybody got this? Now, you call us and you give Joe or Beth and your father-in-law's phone number.
That's right.
We call you on the air, say it's Valentine's Day thing. You put your father-in-law on the air. You can't say you love him.
No cheating either, because we will know.
Oh, yeah.
The guy who gets his father-in-law to loves him the fastest wins the Delta vacation to Tampa Bay.
Yeah, the guy that wins is going to be able to take his wife. Not necessarily his father-in-law.
That's right.
Unless he wants to, it's his trip.
That's right.
That's right. Whatever you do is okay with me.
Tampa's not a bad city for a boys' trip, though. Just my opinion.
Huh. You mean that?
Yeah, fine. Well, I mean it in the best possible way.
I know you do. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Can't we just have a little talk?
Bob, you are testing my patience.
Come on, I've come so far.
Bob,
I'm baby stepping.
Bob.
I'm doing the work. I'm baby stepping. I'm not a slacker.
Listen to me.
Check it out. Look at, I'm in really bad shape. Come on, please.
Bob.
Please.
Bob.
Give me. I need. Give me.
Okay.
Please.
All right. All right, it's 2:00. Go to the bus station, buy yourself a ticket home, and then wait for me in that coffee shop.
You'll meet me?
I'll call you in 2 hours.
From
my God, you're the greatest.
The Don and Mike Show.
They can provide storage of the troublesome spouse, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Yeah. All right, the phones are all lit up for man-on-man love.
Right.
This might be tomorrow on the show. Always like spotlighting Joe. Joe. He's the one with the great attitude. He'll be out of the apprentice tryout.
Sure.
They're having Donald Trump and Martha Stewart apprentice tryouts in here in D.C. tomorrow. Joe will be there. No questions written by Joe.
Yeah, it's a shame we just sent him down to ask questions when I'd love to send him down to audition for The Apprentice. He loves the show.
They might snap him up anyway.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
I'm gonna. Oh, listen to that. Is he blocking out the calls? I wanted to toss out a little. Oh, there we go. Thank you, Joe. Just a little incentive to him.
Hello?
Hey, Joe. Hello.
Joe.
If it's going well tomorrow after you've done five or six.
What?
If it's going well after you've done five or six apprentice interviews.
Right.
Feel free to break out the British accent.
Yeah, Buck.
Hey! Okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, what do? Do I just go down there and say, are there any stupid people in this line? Because I need to cut to the stupid people.
That'd be a good start.
Okay.
Well, yes, Joe, if you're indicating that perhaps if you talk to six people and the six people you talk to are not particularly stupid and they don't play along, then you might have to talk to six more.
That's fine.
That would make the total 12.
I'm expecting, you know, a good turnout for it, so.
What sure. time are you planning on getting down there, Joe?
Well, it wraps up at about noon. I'll get there by 11:30.
All right, very good.
What was that crap about you got to get up at 4:30?
That's what I did for the inauguration.
Yeah. Oh, the inauguration. He's referring back.
Joe. Okay, thank you, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
See you.
Incidentally, thank you with the response of mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's always my favorite.
Oh, Bill O'Reilly on Law and Order.
How did Mr.
O'Reilly
react when he found out she was filing charges against him?
I've never seen him so angry. He accused her of extortion.
We heard he settled.
The network settled.
No, gee, I'm sorry I brought pain to all those families, all those thousands of families.
Where's that one good one? I mean, they're all good. This might be the best one, though.
She claims since she filed the suit, she's been persona non grata in the TV industry.
She blamed
O'Reilly
for ruining her career.
That's a good one. Okay.
O'Reilly.
It's time to play Man on Man Love.
Very good.
For Valentine's Day, you call your father-in-law, and we'll start the clock. It's the fastest contestant to get his father-in-law to say, I love you, but you can't say it first, you can't say it last, you can't say I love you.
No, you can talk about how great it is to be in the family, how much you love his daughter. You know, can you say how much I love your daughter so much?
No, Mike, now that we're thinking about it, can't say the word love.
Love cannot be said at all.
All right, let's go to our callers. We're playing for the Delta, vacation.com flyaway to FLA.
Wow.
Tampa Bay.
Nice.
Yeah.
Boy, would I love to go to Tampa this weekend.
Go. Yeah.
I would love to go this weekend.
Let's do the show from Tampa.
I would spend 12 hours at Tampa Sweetheart Cigars.
Uh-huh.
Then I would go down to that place where Wendell got so drunk that we couldn't
find Ivor City.
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
Let's take the show on the road.
South Florida, here we come.
That's Central Florida, but that's okay, too.
Then we find all those guys at WQYK that have deputies' badges, and we'd be in their cars driving 100 miles an hour.
Turn that city upside down.
Yeah, that would be fun.
All right.
Stop it.
For those who serve.
Yes.
Let's get to the calls. And how about we start... in the Heartland.
Heartland.
This would be Randy in Wisconsin. Hi, Randy.
Hello, how's it going?
Going great, my friend. Randy, how long have you been married?
8 years. No, 12.
Now,
hold on.
Wait a minute.
12 years.
All right. I'm already suspended with how's it going, and it just got worse from there.
He's out. Fortunately, we got no shortage of people. Here's Gabe in Spokane, Washington, on KFAN. Hi, Gabe.
Hey, how you doing, Don and Mike?
Would you stop asking us? I'll let it go because we're playing a game.
Maybe they're nervous. Yeah.
Gabe, you know how we're doing. We're doing great. Gabe, how long have you been married?
I've been married 8 years now.
8 years. What year were you married?
96.
And what's your dad's name, your father-in-law's name?
Father-in-law, John.
John.
Now, you understand this game. You can say, I'm on the radio for a Valentine's Day game. That's right. All you can say. You can't. Okay. You cannot mention the word love.
Gabe, are you correct. Close to your father-in-law, John?
Yes, I am.
Good.
I believe.
Right. That'll help.
Are you? I don't know if I've ever exchanged that three-phrase word.
Nobody has. Three-word phrase, you mean?
Robbie, why don't you dial him up, see if you can get him on the phone.
Let's get John on the phone with Gabe.
Do you refer to him as Dad? Pops?
No, I call him John. Yeah.
John, okay, that's, you know what?
That's good.
That means there's that little...
Now, Gabe, keep in mind that you don't have to rush it here. I mean, I think some guys are going to screw it up by rushing
by trying to just cram it in there.
Yeah. Right. You know, give it 30, 40, 50 seconds. And,
now, when I say leading, and I don't want to make this too complicated, but leading is also, I'm playing a Valentine's game, and you have to say something very special to me. You can't do that. That's got to happen naturally. You got to let it happen without saying love. All right? You understand what we're doing here, Gabe?
I'm following you.
All right, man.
That's advice I should have given you.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry. No, just because you had your divorce this week.
Yeah, I know. That's a little divorce joke. I can handle it.
That was not mean-spirited.
I know it wasn't. I can handle that. It happened naturally. Is that what you're telling me the problem was? In both of them, don't force it.
Yeah. Let it happen.
Slow down, pal. Yeah. Okay. Tell me you wanted to say with him. You know, you weren't around for the first one, but that feel. Right?
I knew the first time I went out with you guys.
That's great. Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Don't force it.
I didn't. I'm kidding.
It's like a toy.
What's the deal?
John's not home.
Oh, where's the fun in that?
Lori, big loser you are. Let's go to J.D.
J.D.
J.D.?
Hey, J.D.
J.D.
Hello.
J.D. in Virginia. J.D., how long have you been married?
John and Mike, how you doing?
How long have you been married, J.D.?
13 years.
And what's your father-in-law's name?
Eddie.
Eddie.
Do you have a close relationship with Ed?
You could say that. We get along.
What do you call him?
Eddie.
Mm-hmm. Eddie. You don't call him Dad or Pop-in-law or anything or Grandpa?
Nah.
Now, see, here's the thing. If you've got kids...
How many kids do you have, J.D.? I know you have kids.
Two.
A great way around the intimacy thing with the father-in-law, at least for me, was always the Pop-Pop thing.
Yeah, because
you'd walk in the room and go, hey, Pop-Pop, what's happening?
Yeah, if as soon as you have kids, you can call him Grandpa.
All right, dial him up.
Hello, Eddie?
Yeah, let's go.
We're going to give Eddie and J.D. a call.
There we go.
J.D. and Eddie. Now, J.D., remember...
Friday night in Southern Virginia.
Remember, no leading the witness here.
Gotcha.
No actual saying of the word love. You can't say you're playing a radio game where he's got to say that. You can say you're on the radio for Valentine's Day.
All right.
All right. You feeling confident on this one, J.D.?
I'm feeling confident.
Good. All right. Okay. And, of course, we're going to stack them all up at the end, and whoever does it the fastest is going to do it. But as Don said, if you really try to rush this thing, you might screw up.
Not work.
I'm looking for Eddie. Eddie's not there.
Of course.
All right, thank you.
Okay, bye. Right. Hey, J.D.
He ain't there.
Right, here's Brian. Hi there. Brian. Hold on, there we go. Brian.
Rob Buzz, my friend. How you doing?
Rob, aren't we just to expedite things? Just try and call right now.
You got it.
Brian, how long have you been married?
Is it okay that I'm finally divorced?
Is it okay that you're what?
Divorced.
No.
Jesus.
Doesn't quite moron.
Ass. Here's Daniel. Daniel.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there, Daniel. How long have you been married?
7 years.
Beautiful. Your father-in-law's first name, please.
Doug.
Doug, what do you refer to him as in the relationship, Daniel?
Call him Doug.
Doug, okay. It seems to be a pretty constant thing here.
And how is your relationship with him? How often do you see him?
I see him at least once a week.
Oh, that's good. Okay, that's very, very good.
That's familiar.
Mm-hmm. Once a week. So you spend a lot of time with the in-laws?
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
How's that go for you, Daniel? Yeah. Does that go well for you?
Lucky, huh?
It goes really well.
Oh, yeah, that's terrific. Why not?
Sounds like.
They're grandparents? How many kids do you have?
I have two daughters.
Two daughters.
Three rings and four rings.
All right. The slackers are just coming. All right.
I don't know.
Gas man.
Got a voicemail, too, but no message. Right. Here's Ben. Hi, Ben. Where's Ben? Ben.
Ben, are you there?
Benjamin.
Happy Valentine's Day, Doug.
Big Ben. How about David?
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 Hello?
Davey.
Let's dial it,
okay,
Robbie.
You got it.
David, we're going to be calling. Oh, I see. Your father-in-law's name is Paul?
That's correct.
How long have you been married, David?
16 years.
Oh, 16 years. Wow. Any kids?
Yeah, three kids.
What do you refer to Paul as?
Paul.
Just Paul.
What are your kids?
Monroe, that's his nickname.
What are your kids' names?
Cassie, Dominic, and Amanda.
Ages, please.
15, 13, and almost 11.
Wow.
Busy.
I could try it one more time.
It's busy.
Of course it is. Oh,
Jesus.
And that's going to be his bar called Mr. O's.
And did you say that's his nickname also?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And where are you calling from, David?
Reno.
Okay, one more try. Still busy, Rob?
It's still busy.
Okay.
That's unfortunate.
Well, good. Here's Jerry. Hello, Jerry.
How you doing?
Doing great. Hey, Robbie, you're going to have to grab these numbers now because they're not up on the screen.
I got no number from anyone.
Well, he's probably got it in the other room. He screened it. Thanks, Joe.
Hi, Jerry. How long have you been married, Jerry?
6 months.
6 months. Oh, newlywed. All right.
What's your father-in-law's first name, Jerry?
John.
You wouldn't lie to us, would you, Jerry?
No, of course not.
You know, we're not stupid like that.
I know.
Jerry?
Yes.
You sound a little hinky. You know that, don't you?
I sound what?
Hinky. H-I-N-K-Y. Oh, hinky. Yeah.
No,
because I'm sure we got right through to John.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
My name is Rob. We
get right through to him.
Of course we do.
How old's John?
He's about 48.
You guys close?
And he's playing a game. Do we have permission to put your...
Are you guys close?
Oh, yeah, we're real close.
What do you refer to him as?
To yourself.
John.
How long was the courtship? How long have you known him?
Is that okay?
About 4 years.
Yeah. All right. 4 years.
All right. You know. Maybe.
And where are you calling us from, Jerry?
Manassas,
VA. Okay.
I had to tell him twice who Jerry was.
That's really not a good sign.
Yeah. You're kidding me. All right. Let's welcome now. And listen, here's the deal, Jerry. As soon as your dad is on the air, your dad-in-law, we turn off the microphones. We start the clock. We will only break in if you violate the rules.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Go.
Come on.
Jerry, you're on the air with John.
Hey, John.
Hey, Jerry. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Listen, we're on the Don and Mike show right now.
Oh, that's great.
And we're playing a little game for Valentine's.
Okay.
And I just want to let you know that I appreciate how you've welcomed me to the family. And, you guys mean everything to me. You know that, right?
Oh, absolutely. And, Jerry, I tell you what, we're blessed to have you, like I said, a part of our family. I think you're just a wonderful, a great compliment to her. And, my goodness, I tell you what, I'm just so happy that...
None of us believe this guy.
...was there between you and her.
That's
it. You're a wonderful person, Jerry. Anything else you want to tell me?
No, now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. No.
That's Jerry. A violation.
Violation, Jerry.
That's a violation.
Jerry.
Oh, come
Jerry.
On. No,
Jerry. You're disqualified.
You can't do that.
Yeah. John, the object of this game was Jerry had to get you to say to him, I love you.
That you love him.
And and unfortunately, he led the witness, and he is disqualified. So, but you sound like a good father-in-law.
There you go. Happy.
Hey, all right, listen. Hit me with the buzzer.
Okay.
I'd like to hit you with more than a buzzer.
John?
Yeah?
Do you love him?
Hey, you know what? He's part of the family. I love him dearly.
There you go. Yeah. Nice. I believe that.
Like you would love a retarded cat.
I enjoy that.
Let's,
He's a retarded cat.
He's got a Juan. Hello, Juan?
Yes.
Hold on a second, Juan.
Juan, are you a retarded cat?
No.
Hold on, Juan. This is for
I have a retarded cat, though.
Desde la ciudad capital de América. Esta es tu nueva radio. 99.1 FM.
El Zol.
Right.
Welcome.
Juan.
All right.
Yes. She claims since she filed the suit, she's been persona non grata in the TV industry.
She blamed
O'Reilly
for ruining her career.
Juan?
Yes.
How long have you been married?
4 years.
4 years.
What is your father-in-law's name?
He goes by L.A., but I call him Colonel.
Oh.
Sound familiar, Mike?
Stop it. You just stop it.
Oh. Memories. Sweet memories. The corners of my mind.
It reminds me of your fantasy Thanksgiving.
Yes, sir. You talking about the one where he called me that name?
Yeah, I know.
That's right. He called me a retarded cat.
If he's there, this is probably not going to go well because he has like zero emotion. The man is emotionless.
Well, then it's good that you called one.
But yes. I'll give it a try.
That's perfect.
Are you getting through, Rob?
Just what we're looking for.
It's hung four times.
Four times.
Four times.
Jesus H. Christ.
Hung for dads.
You fellas, they just don't know where their fathers-in-law are.
He's out with his girlfriend.
I got a message. Probably.
I just got to get a message to you. Say the Bee Gees.
Happy Valentine's Day,
hello,
LA.
Scott, Don and Mike show. Hello, Scott.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Here's the number, Robbie.
Him?
Yeah. Call your father-in-law is Jerry?
Correct.
And, Scott, where are you from?
Baltimore.
How long have you been married, Scott?
25 years.
Mm. 25?
Wow. 25, wow.
Survivor. So Jerry must be up there. How old's Jerry?
Jerry's only about 67, I'd say.
All right, great.
All right, and what's your relationship like with him?
Got married when we were 19.
Okay.
All right, what's your relationship like with your father-in-law?
It's great. We share the same birthday.
Share the same birthday, and you call him Jerry?
I do.
Voicemail.
You're getting his voice.
Jerry. Unbelievable.
Let's go to Kirk. Hello, Kirk.
Another evening, girl.
Hello, Kirk. Your father-in-law is named Joe?
Joe.
How long have you been married, Kirk?
99, 5 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You're asking me a question? How long have you been married?
5 years.
5 years.
5 years away. What's the lucky bride's name?
Jordan.
Jordan.
Yeah.
Jordan, may I kiss you?
Jordan Robbins.
Well, we do live in California, so Jordan can go right away.
What do you refer to Joe as? Do you call him Joe, Dad?
Joe pops.
Joe's out for the weekend.
No. Joe's gone. Joe's not around.
Fellas, come on.
Sand. Hello, Dan.
He's been married 6 years, probably. He's married in 99.
Right. Well, but it could be a rollover.
Or partial.
Dan?
It's Ben.
Of course it is.
Whatever. It says D-A-N on my screen. But I love that movie Gentle Dan about that bear.
Dan Franklin.
Now, it says Dan Franklin. It says Dan Roethlisberger.
Oh, he's
Uncle Dan's converted rice. Thank you.
Thank you. Dan the janitor. Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
Let's
Mercedes
see.
Mercedes Dan's.
Dan Dover.
God. Tony, hold on. Tony Benza.
Way to turn it around.
Hold on, make have phlegm come up.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You got a phone number for this guy?
Oh, Jesus.
Are we talking to Tom?
Oh, no. Hold on a second. Hold on. Is that what you're calling?
Oh,
God. Hold on. Robbie, hold on. Are you calling that one?
I'm not.
All right, call Tom.
You got it.
Okay, here is Chris. Hello, Chris.
Yes, sir.
Listen, you're the last person that can try this because we're running out of time here now.
All right.
Where are you from, Chris?
I'm from Wichita.
There you go. Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Feel no pressure because this guy's from your town.
You know what?
I don't know. He might not even be home, but I thought, what the hell?
Yeah, what the hell?
What's your father-in-law's name? He might not even be home.
What's your father-in-law's name?
Tom.
What is it?
Tom.
I can't hear you.
Tom!
Louder?
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Come on, Mike.
All right.
Any luck, Rob?
Oh, he's not there. When will he be back? Calling on behalf of son-in-law Chris. That's all right. Happy Valentine's Day. This is Rob from the Don and Mike radio show. We're playing a game, and he was going to win a prize, but he's not there, so never mind.
Do we even get one real? We get that one couple, but he led the witness.
Yeah, right. So we've not been able. Okay, let's see. Who is the? It says Ben. Do we have a phone number for this guy, whose name, as I recall, was Dan? Dan?
It's Ben.
Of course it is. Oh, that's what it was. It was Ben. Okay. It was Ben. What's your father-in-law's name?
Joe changed the screen. I see.
And his name is Cammy.
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 Okay. I've got it. Actually.
Cammy. All right. This will be the name.
Last one we try. Yeah, good question. Well, what's up with the name Cammy?
His name is Mackenzie, but he's gone by Cammy.
Cammy.
Right, and how long have you been married, Ben?
I've been married 3 years.
What's your bride's name?
Elaine.
Here's the good news for you. I don't care if it takes 20 minutes. If you can get this dude to say I love you without leading the witness, you'll win the trip to Florida.
All right.
Do you think you can do it? You have a good relationship with Cammy?
I see him probably once a week, so okay. Hopefully.
Because everybody else has failed at this.
This is what makes this so challenging when I think about it. Mm-hmm. In practice, is he not home, Rob?
Up, we're going to get voicemail.
Oh, Jesus.
I have a cell phone.
I don't care.
Oh, you have his cell phone?
I don't care. Here's Kenny. Last chance. Kenny.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Kenny, are we going to be able to reach your father-in-law?
Should be.
Okay. How long you been married, Kenny?
Good Lord. July of 2002.
How many years would that be, Kenny?
Almost three.
Good math.
What's her name?
I'm sorry?
So am I. What is her name?
My wife's name is Carrie.
Oh, that's a shame.
Good. What's your father's? What's your dad-in-law's name?
Gary.
Gary and Gary.
What do you call him?
Gary.
Okay. Uh-huh.
What does he call you?
Bud.
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 That's a good answer.
That's credibility right there. But he's not going to be home, is he, Kenny?
No, he's home.
All right, hold on a second.
He should be.
We'll see about
area
that.
Area code 231, where is that, Kenny? What city?
It's Traverse City, Michigan.
Oh, it's beautiful this time of year.
Is that near Bay City, Michigan?
It's across the peninsula of Michigan.
Oh. Across right. The...
This doesn't work. Everybody's going to take a trip across the peninsula of my butt.
Hi, I'm looking for Gary.
Yeah, Gary.
Hi, Gary. Oh, shut up.
We finally got him.
You know the rules of the game, right, Kenny?
Sure.
Don't violate the sanctity of these rules.
Why wouldn't he, Mike?
Don't leave the witness. Okay. Don't lead the witness.
All right.
And Kenny, understand one thing.
Yes.
No matter what you do, if you win, people won't believe you.
Okay.
Hold on. Will you start the clock when your father-in-law is on the line? Here is Gary. Hi, Gary.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead, Kenny.
Hey, Gary, how you doing?
Real good, dude. What you up to?
Nothing. Just got home from work. Wanted to give you a call, see what was going on.
Might be coming down to see you.
Oh, really? When's that?
Going to Fort Lauderdale. That's 4th, 5th. And we kind of miss you guys, so I want to stop down and see you.
Well, I miss you guys, too. So hopefully you can come down soon.
Yeah, we will. Me and Rita both.
Is anyone else going to come?
Huh?
Is anyone else going to come down with
we'll
you?
We'll just come.
I like your style.
We're going to be driving down probably on the 4th.
Well, he knows that the clock is not his enemy here.
And leave on the 6th.
He lets it just happen naturally.
Well, I am looking forward to seeing you.
You bet, buddy. We really miss and love you guys.
Well, love you too.
Technically, it counts.
Yep.
Long time.
Yeah, it has been. It's been since what? We were able to get up there.
Do you want to get a solo one like I do, though?
Yeah.
Almost 3 months.
Love you guys doesn't really count.
Right.
I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, we're looking for a different way to do it.
Oh, this is going
to
work for it.
We've been here in Virginia for a couple of years, so... it's about time for you guys to come down and visit us and see where we live. So
we'll get to see the place.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah, I love you, Kenny.
Love you too.
Take care of yourself.
All right.
Take care. I said hi. You do.
I will. She's on her way home.
I
now.
Think it's credible.
All right, wins. Buddy.
All right.
He wins.
Hey, guys, thanks.
Bye.
I like it. Okay. Congratulations, yeah. Kenny.
All right. Kenny?
Yes, sir.
Is Gary still on the line?
No, he hung up.
I don't hear him.
Father-in-law hung up.
He's gone. What, Kenny, you must be real confident about that. Does he say that to you a lot?
Yeah, he does.
All right, that's good.
That's good, though.
I like it. That's good.
We have a pretty good relationship. There's one time we were playing golf, and I almost killed him with the 3-iron, but he forgave me.
That's nice.
See, both Mike and I looked at each other when he said, love you guys.
Love you guys.
Not good enough.
Right.
But you did get him to say that he loves you.
Okay.
Gary, congratulations.
Kenny.
I'm sorry. Kenny, right. Gary was the dad.
Right.
You've won. And Mike, I know you normally write these names. Bother writing down the names of all the contestants that,
I did.
That let us down?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can we hear that?
Well, we'd like to thank Ben and Cammy, Chris and Tom. Let me go to the other page here. Also, David and Paul, Jerry and John, Scott and Jerry, Kirk and Joe, Juan and L.A., otherwise known as the Colonel,
yeah.
Daniel and Doug, J.D. and Eddie, Dave and John, and Randy, we never got out of the box with him.
Listen, I see how the lines are rigging now. Everybody with your conspiracy theories.
Yeah, I know what they're going to say, too, and they're wrong.
What are they going to say?
They're going to say the contestant, our guy, the young guy, said, I love you, to his father-in-law, but he only said it after his father-in-law said, I love you guys. Perfectly legal.
So it was clean.
Congratulations. You've won airfare for two on Delta Airlines to Tampa Bay, Florida. Your Delta Vacations package includes an Avis rental car for 3 days and 3 nights, hotel accommodations at the Tradewind Island Resort. Tradewind Island Resort is located on the white sands of St. Pete Beach. Allows visitors to just let go with limitless beachfront recreation, dining, and a spectacular kids program. The entire Delta Vacations package comes to you courtesy of DeltaVacations.com, Florida. Think Delta Vacations for all your travel needs. Thank you, Kenny.
Yes, I am the big wiener.
Yes, you are. Yes, you saved our big asses today.
Yeah, and I think Buzz is right about what they're calling about when he said, love you guys, we love you too. Is that what he said, Buzz?
Yeah, and I saw the calls drop off after I said that.
Yeah.
So I think that was the objection.
All right, Kenny, thank you, my friend. Have a good time at Tampa. Kenny?
Yes, sir.
Right.
Have fun.
Bye, man.
Right. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Try not to drown.
No, we're very happy with Kenny and Gary.
Yeah, what a retarded cat.
Hold on, we got time for one more of these before we go to Buzz.
A little rally moment.
A little rally moment for Law and Order last night.
What about all of this confidentiality agreement stuff?
People thought he was this moral, righteous man. They thought I made the whole thing up. I had to set the record straight.
You should have thought about all of that before you took that $3.5 million.
I deserved every cent of that money. Why would I kill
Bill O'Reilly?
I wanted him alive.
That's too good.
I love it.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzzito.
He made it up.
All right, Buzz, what's your lead story tonight on News and Comments?
Turns out we had dozens of warnings about 9/11 on this president's watch.
Okay.
Stay tuned for News and Comments.
Coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
No.
Nobody is better at being humble. Nobody. The Don and Mike Show.
Goddamn. Time for Buzz's news now. Oh, baby Buzz. Brought to you by Veramax, number one sexual pleasure performance in the hands of Veramax. Number one, because it really works.
Someone call for Dr.
Bell, clinical technical, 1-888-TRI-VMAX. And now, not Whitney Houston.
Right.
Not all hagged out, Thelma Houston.
Yeah.
Is she Whitney's aunt?
I think so.
Yeah.
Her aunt? Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And her mother is Cynthia Houston.
That's right.
Her brother's Matt.
Matt Houston.
Good show.
Yeah. I can't imagine who could have done this to
Bill O'Reilly.
How long did you work with him?
10 years.
Law and Order highlight. Now with news, here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Could 9/11 have been avoided? Probably. Not only did the Bush administration have a report advising that Al-Qaeda planned to attack the U.S., there were literally dozens of other reports that carried the same warning. In the months before the attacks, the FAA had gotten dozens of intelligence reports about Osama bin Laden, complete with details about suicide skyjacking missions. But the 9/11 Commission investigating all this says the FAA virtually ignored these warnings, doing little or nothing to beef up security. The FAA focused on overseas hijackings, even though these 52 reports warned of the likelihood of attacks here in the U.S. The FAA was also focused at the time on air traffic congestion, airline delays, and trying to keep the airlines from going out of business.
You know, I hate standing up for Bush, but that could have happened to any president.
Absolutely.
I mean, 9/11 had never happened before 9/11, and who knows how many other hundreds of thousands of threats they got. I don't doubt that they got 52 threats, but how many threats did they get that someone was going to blow up the Sears Tower in Chicago on the same day?
I agree. Five of these reports were very specific.
However, he's still a doofus.
Well, of course.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I think any sitting president that would have been there, you know, would have been in the dealing with the same stuff right now.
It's possible, but we'll never know. The point is the reports were ignored. The stronger doors weren't put on the cockpits until after 9/11,
even though
we'd been warned.
Buzz, I hate arguing for Bush, but who's to say all of the threats that we don't get all the time, that at that point you're sitting there looking and going, No one's going to ever fly a plane and hijack this. Look, we got to worry about this or this or this.
And it would have been difficult to implement these changes with Congress and everybody else at that point. It probably would have been very, very difficult. Believe me, I'm the last guy that wants to defend
him.
No,
I understand
but I think
that.
It's the bureaucracy, and who knows.
But just so we're giving
you both
sides. You
see what you made us do, Buzz?
I do, but there had been a couple of attacks or attempted attacks on the World Trade Center already prior to 9/11, and all of a sudden there was this increase in the number of warnings that were being presented in the form of reports within our government. The Bush administration, and then here's a little something extra about this story, the Bush administration, the White House, has blocked the public release of the full classified version of this report, which was finished 5 months ago.
Yeah, and I see there's no reason for that.
But the story...
You
couldn't see me shrug
Buzz
there, but I was shrugging.
Like, okay,
there I go.
Okay,
But the story getting the most attention has to do with the Air Force spending $25,000 to see if we could have a transporter like they use on Star Trek. The teleporter turns matter into energy and then back into matter. The temporarily converted matter can then be beamed over great distances, like a radio signal, only it's fiction.
That is very cool.
How much?
But it's fiction.
How much are we spending on this?
We've spent $25,000 on the study so far. Not a lot in the overall.
It's like walking around money for America.
Things, but I think people are sort of laughing at the idea that, as far as anybody knows, this isn't possible, and so you could have just as easily thrown the $25,000 out the window.
Do either of you, you probably do, and I bet you do, so forget it. Mike, I'll just ask you.
Yeah.
Do you know how they got... Even on the later Star Treks, how they got that special effect of the when they transport somebody.
Yeah, when they beam them up.
Yeah, they would put sparkly stuff
in
a glass of water and stir it up with a straw.
Photograph that.
And then take a picture of that and just superimpose that.
Right.
That's all it is. Even on Star Trek The Next Generation and Deep Space Nine.
Same way?
It sparkles in a glass of water.
That's kind of a bummer.
And then Scotty would drink the water.
At any rate, which is why he's no longer with us.
I can't feel it, Captain.
The money the Air Force spent on this indicates that this concept is going to remain fiction for a very long time. William Shatner has weighed in on this because he was asked. He says he only wishes he could get to the studio that easily. Avoid the traffic, he says. That would be incredible. But then we didn't think we'd have camera phones either.
So, take a moment to highlight.
Wouldn't that be cool? Wouldn't that be something? Really being able to transport yourself.
You mentioned William Shatner,
right? Yeah.
And he's the author of this great song.
And a great album.
I don't know how I feel about that. I Dream a Genie,
I'd be fancy.
Yes, Master.
I've always dreamed of it. I mean, really, that's been one of my little space fantasies.
I would love
it. It would be so cool. Hey, I think we'll have lunch in Ireland today. I mean, that is so cool.
Not me. I like the private time in my car. Listen, I don't get much private time.
Yeah. Would you give up? You would give up this technology?
I love space travel.
Right.
And there are times that I would love nothing better than to be able to, snap my fingers and go from one place to another.
Cool would that be? Yeah. You could live anywhere in the world work here.
On the other hand...
Isn't that great? Wow!
But on the other hand, what if you're somewhere... And someone that you didn't want just popped their fingers and they're there all of a sudden.
I didn't think of that.
And also, have we learned nothing? What about the fly?
What about him, Jeff Goldblum?
No, yeah, Jeff Brundlefly. That was teleporting.
That was Time Machine.
Time Machine.
No, it wasn't Time Machine. It was teleporting.
Teleporting.
Because it broke down.
Same thing. Time Machine. Teleporting. Same thing.
I'd love to be able to vomit on my food.
You
can. Take a roast and vomit on it and cook it.
But mostly it killed him.
Yeah, it did.
Mostly it did.
I want it to be like in Minority Report. I want it to be like where the cars drive up the side of buildings and where you just get in and say, drive home, and you can sleep or read the newspaper.
That'll probably happen before this happens.
You can chill out. Or even like in the iRobot movie with Will Smith, where at one point he takes over control of the car and drives it himself, and then the woman says, what in God's name? I'm driving, bitch! that's what I want to get to. We've got automated cars.
Well, we will have automated cars probably within our lifetime. I believe it.
All of that will happen by the year 2000.
In the year 2000!
North Korea has finally admitted what we already suspected. It has nuclear weapons.
If we make it.
And it says it's not interested in disarmament talks because it needs to protect itself from the increasingly hostile United States. President Bush said at the start of his second term that he would stop North Korea's nuclear weapons development through international negotiations. North Korea has now backed out of those talks, even though the president's been careful not to criticize that country. North Korea has never set off a test bomb, but it threw UN weapons inspectors out of its country 3 years ago. The International Atomic Energy Agency now says North Korea is its number one concern, but right now, the president's focused on Iran.
Let's go to North Korea.
And so you see, the new world is inevitable.
What? It's what?
Inevitable.
One more time?
Inevitable! Things are inevitably going to change!
How did Mr. O'Reilly react when he found out she was filing charges against him?
I've never seen him so angry.
Iran desperately wants nuclear weapons, but as far as we know, doesn't have them yet, and the President Bush is telling Iran, don't do it. The president goes on to say it's important the world speak with one voice on this subject.
Do you think that they're writing, like, personals? ISON?
Mm-hmm.
In search of nukes?
Yeah, I'm sure they are. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld says Iran is still years away from having a nuclear weapon, which
L-O-L, Condi Rice.
Which is why he says we're trying to prevent that with diplomacy and not guns. Coincidentally, the Pentagon is reviewing its war plan against Iran, just in case. The Pentagon says this is a routine review.
Hey, Buzz, he's coming again for his nightly appearance.
There's the handlebar mustache.
There it is.
Fez Wadley has his handlebar mustache now.
It's Texas Fez.
Fez, what's up with your hair?
It's the Teddy Roosevelt.
Okay.
Bully.
It's the Rough Rider.
Tonight, do I have to yell bully in your face?
Tonight he really has his hair slicked down and cut Teddy Roosevelt's eye. Last night he had the big mutton chops. Now you've got the Raleigh Fingers thing.
Yeah, with the mustache wax.
Why does it look like you have two?
Two what?
You have two waxings. Like you don't have one point, you have two.
I'm still getting used to it. But the best part about the mustache wax?
Yeah.
It smells like absinthe.
Oh, really?
Seriously, who wants to smell my mustache wax?
That reminds me, Fez.
How many times have I asked that?
We've got a special show coming up, don't we?
Oh, that's right, before St. Patty's
Day. And Fez is invited for that one.
Yeah, another absinthe show. Hey, would you mind, Beth Ann, she didn't take your picture yesterday. She took one from your guys' website. And then
she had a camera.
They put that on ours. Would you mind if we take your picture and put it on ours as well? You know, because I know, was it ronfez.net?
You got it.
Okay,
all right. Is that the website? Used all the attention.
Fez, is that the website, ronfez.net?
Ronfez.net. There's no A in it.
Ronfez.net.
Right. Do you have a souvenir store?
No, we might. I'm not sure. It's not our website.
If you get a souvenir store, you got one.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, we sell T-shirts. That's a great idea.
Teddy Fezzavelt is my new website.
TeddyFezzavelt.com.
See, Fez has gone from growing his beard for 6 months.
He had the oversized bicycle look yesterday with the big
mutton chops.
Right.
And now it's the Teddy Roosevelt thing.
It's amazing how 6 months of beard can equal 1 week of fun.
Are you going to be losing the mustache tonight?
I don't know. I like this too much.
Yeah, I like that look.
And what's up with the vest? You don't mind me.
It's my Teddy Roosevelt adventurer look.
He is kind of dressing like Teddy Roosevelt. If Teddy Roosevelt was on the was on that alligator show.
I thought you were going to say if Teddy Roosevelt was on the gymnastics team.
Or in South Beach.
Or in South Beach.
Can I try an experiment?
Sure. What?
Yeah, a little bit like Rip Taylor.
I don't think this mustache is that big.
It looks great, Fez. Congratulations.
It's a wonderful look. Thank you, Fez.
Have fun with Rob when he decides to shave.
Oh, we're going
to
do the same thing with Rob.
See, now that'll be
a real live doll.
Fez Marie Wadley.
Fez Marie.
Is Fez Marie not the greatest?
Mm-hmm.
Look at him.
There goes.
With that goddamn, here's one thing about Ron and Fez.
Right.
I don't know how long ago. We met them like 2 years ago in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Fez, seriously, has got a thing for Teddy Roosevelt.
Right, exactly.
I mean, like,
he looks like him today.
Thinks he's like the greatest American president ever.
Sure, Teddy Roosevelt.
It would get back to Teddy Roosevelt. Mm-hmm. A long time ago, we were talking with Ron and Fez about doing like a Queer Eye for the Straight Guy thing.
Mm-hmm.
Fez wanted. His request was off the air. He said, I'll do that bit. If you make me look like Teddy Roosevelt. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I mean, God knows what's happening inside that brain.
And now he's got the mustache. We'll get the picture on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com.
He's made a couple of trips to San Juan Hill.
And you know what? He's turning into your Dennis Murphy.
Yeah. Look at it.
Now 2 days in a row.
That's right.
Walked in on the Buzz News time.
Well, the Pentagon says
there's nothing I hate more than somebody interrupting you.
It also told us that you threatened
O'Reilly
with the tapes you made.
Yeah, you recorded him hitting on you?
I wonder if you'll ever get down to my favorite kind of mustache.
What's that?
Oh, stop it. My God.
It's a subtractive art.
Buzz, so save us right now, please.
I don't think I can. The Pentagon says it's reviewing its war plan against Iran just to make sure the plan's up to date, should it be needed. Quoting one general, I'm not spending my time worrying about nuclear proliferation in Iran. I haven't been to any late-night meetings to plan for Iran. Iran, meanwhile, continues its tough-talking belligerence. It's expecting to be invaded. Iran's president is promising a burning hell for any troops that might invade it. Quoting Mohammad Khatami, the Iranian nation does not seek war and dispute, but the world must know this nation will not tolerate any invasion. Sure. The crowd listening to him in Tehran answered with the usual death to America chant. Right. Unlike North Korea, Iran's been more secretive about its nuclear weapon program. Meanwhile, back in Iraq, we're still waiting for election results. We'll tell you about that when we come back.
Thank you. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And Mike Show.
It's a miracle every day on the Don and Mike Show.
Mike, you look like you're a gang.
Hey, all right, homie.
Mike's got his jacket on and he's got his hood pulled up over his headphones.
One for me, one for my homies.
He's in the hood.
Hi, Don and Mike. We still don't have the results from the Iraqi election 2 Sundays ago. The results were supposed to come out today, but there's another recount underway.
Really?
Quoting one Iraqi official,
That's surprising. We don't
know when this will finish. Minority political parties are suspicious of the delay. They figure it's to skew the results against them, and that feeling does not bode well for the keeping of the peace in Iraq. Now it's become clear that at least 15,000 people were kept from voting, largely because of the ongoing violence there.
I voted for Lieberman.
In sports,
Denver
Nuggets player Carmelo Anthony took the court this week with his pants on backward, since he was wearing compression...
Easton Motors!
Your job's your credit!
Since he was wearing compression shorts underneath, he was able to reverse his pants in front of nearly 16,000 basketball fans. Despite the rough start, Denver beat Utah. And pathological liar Bill O'Reilly was at it again at the Super Bowl. In the program book, the conservative talk show host talks about winning a national punting title as a senior in college. Turns out his school didn't have a football team until at least 7 years after he'd graduated. Hey, Mike, I went to that
college. Yeah, I was going to say, dig what the college is. It's Marist College.
Marist College, right? Yeah, I went there, and he went there before. I went there for 2 years before I transferred to AU.
And a bloody sock is the newest exhibit at Baseball's Hall of Fame. The sock belonged to Curt Schilling.
Yeah, okay, baby.
It was donated to the Cooperstown Museum.
I give that up for you, Mike.
Yes. His in-laws brought it to the Cooperstown.
That's exactly correct. Quoting the Hall of Fame president, bodily fluids are not usually a big part of our collection, but we're happy to have it.
I might go to Cooperstown now.
Tonight about 11:30, Carrie Spiewak may be showing up in an emergency room with a bloody sock.
Will that make it into the Hall of Fame, though?
Full of marbles.
Finally, driving and drinking. In Montana, police report that a suspected burglar who led them on a high-speed chase at least had the courtesy to use his turn signals the whole way. They say he signaled every turn and lane change, even after nearly knocking down some deputies and hitting a patrol car. In New York State, where a man had been drinking, he smashed into a parked car. He thought quickly. He had his wife move into the driver's seat.
I'll drink to that.
Just one problem, she was also drunk. Now they both face charges.
I got hiccups.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
That's it.
No, we gotta go.
Thank you, Buzz. I know you are feeling well today. We do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Ron and Aunt Fez are coming up next on 106.7 WJFK. Everybody else, I don't know, a block of rock or get the let out or a crappy talk show. I'm not really sure. We'll be back tomorrow with the all new episode. That's it. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you, go buy your ballet shoes.
Yes, I hope they have my size.
We will see you tomorrow.
Put your seatbelt on, Michael.
It's the Don and Mike Show.